live on Blog Talk Radio. The Candid Frank Live Show.
Candid Frank Live.
With
about half of y'all motherfuckers on the hill.
John the Argo Boat Logo Granger.
Candid Frank Live.
Christopher Lion's Den Jones. Mike. The CFL is the best football in the world, Townsend. Kelly, Rough Rider Daddy Bale. Manasseh, Blog Talk Radio Show, Geber Medine. And Bruce, Hamilton Tiger Cat, 13th man, John Inch.
Hello? Yeah. How you doing? Good. Yeah. Frank here. Any suggestions? I think, the parade route should at least go through Portage in Maine. What do you think? Yeah, November's cold. I know it's the windiest city, coldest corner in Canada. Aha, very funny. Very funny. Yeah, not as cold as the Argos were the other night. You're a comedian. Anything else funny to say? You win one game and you think you're the cat's meow. Yeah, hang on. I got to tell my daughter to shut up. Shut up out there. And anyway, so how you doing? Oh, you're still drunk? First game of the year. Well, yeah, yes, yeah, sure. Willie looked good. Yeah, he did. He really did. Now, hang on a second. He's old, but not that old. Really? You think so? Really? Oh, so he's going to break Ricky Ray's record. Is that for injuries or for throwing passes? I'm not giving you attitude. You're giving me attitude. You really think so? Well, no, of course I'm not happy the Argos lost. But if you listen to the show, I told you they were going to have a slow start. I'm just concerned about how slow a start it was. That's all. It's a lot slower than I thought it would be. Well, you don't have to talk to me like that. Well, I know. You're the commissioner, and you get to decide everything. Yeah, I get it. Okay. But I get to buy. What do you mean I can't buy a ticket? I already got tickets. I got season tickets. No, I refuse to be a Winnipeg fan. I don't care if you're the commissioner. Listen, I got a show to do. I don't have time for this. No, seriously, I don't. I don't have time for this. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you send your VP on the phone later? And he can... What? No, I don't like McDonald's. No, I don't like McDonald's. Never have. Only reason I brought the kids there is because they had a jungle gym. And it was inside. And they'd get lost in there for hours at a time. You know, we had a great time. Then they grew up. Well, your dad did a great thing, bringing McDonald's here to Canada. Hey, can I ask you a question while we're on the phone? Yeah. What was it like, that singer guy? What was he like? You were at the NBA. Did you, like, see eye to eye with him or what? No? Oh, he's taller than you. Oh, okay. Well, listen, I really do have to go. But I do appreciate your interest in being the program. But I really don't think we have – I think we have too many voices on the program as it is. And we really – I don't think we can afford to add anyone else at this point. No, I got season tickets. Well, I know my season tickets are at the home field of the Argos, but the Argos can't even – hang on a second. You can't kick me out of the Sky Dome. You guys have no control over the Sky Dome. That's been established. Really? Well, listen, like I said, I got to go. Wish I had more time. And, yeah, thank you for rubbing in about the Blue Bombers beating Toronto. And, yes, make sure that the parade goes through Portage and Maine. And make sure Derek Christopher's forced to carry the cup at that point without a cup. Either of them. Oh, really? He offered that much money for Willie's cup? What's he going to do with it? Oh, he's going to send it to Manasseh. You're funny. I didn't realize commissioners had a sense of humor. Okay, listen, I really do have to go. The show's on, and you know, and you're not on. I don't have you. So we only have half a conversation. And if I'm the only part of the conversation they're hearing, we know they're not interested. The wrong person can be heard right here. Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure. Yes, thank you for taking the time, Commissioner, talking to me. And nope, not going to be a Winnipeg fan. I'm sorry. That ship has sailed. Double blue, not blue and gray. Or is it silver? Or is it gold? One of those colors, right? Yeah, all right. Well, listen, it was really swell. Thanks. More than glad to be involved in the same organization that you were in. You do a great job, and thank you for all the good work, all kidding aside. No, I can't kick anything towards your salary. I don't make that much money. I know you don't. You're in the CFL. Come on. We all got that figured out. I'm surprised they even pay you. Okay. Well, listen, all kidding aside, have a great night. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. And how'd you get my home number, anyway? Okay. Good enough reason. You can Google my name. Good to know. How do I un-Google my name? How do I make it so people can't Google me? I hate being Googled when I'm trying to do a show. All right. Chandra, you always look good. Yeah. Posted a new picture. Anyway, family, kind of, sort of. Okay, so let's see. Who wants to be on the show? There's Steve Argo Nut Richardson. Did he put his phone number up? Oh, Randy's there, too. Okay, so no... Oh, no, doesn't work. Okay, so he doesn't want to be on. Donna, no, doesn't look like Donna wants to be on. Surprised Derek doesn't want to be on. I guess he just doesn't want to rub it in. He probably still hammered. Okay. No, Mike can't be on the air. He lost his voice. I called Storm Schmidt. I called Kelly, so I can turn off those windows. In case some other windows come up. And there we go. All right. Okay. So, all right. So, here it is. One game in the books. And it happens to be the game that I watched on TV. And I got to be honest. The guys are, we got three of them in here. There's Schmidt's in here. Schmidt, Bale, and Christopher, I think. I fell asleep at the end of the game. I guess it was boring. It got so boring. It got bad. It was probably one of the worst CFL games I've seen in a while. And, of course, the main contributing factor was the way the Argos played. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that it's defense, we might as well call it E-fence, because they deserved an E on their defense. It was Oh, it was a nightmare. It looked like the coaches were on different sides of the, if you get what I'm saying. Burke's got his hands full. They looked okay. Willie, of course, they threw out some wrinkles probably the Argos weren't ready for, obviously. And, again, it's one of those situations where Willie's a not known a commodity. And our buddy Ray, when I say our buddy, Chris is an Argo fan, Ricky looked, I don't know, even he looked like it was the second half of the Eastern Final. Do Argo fans have something to concern themselves with? Of course they do, because it was a humiliating loss. But let's put it in perspective. The first game of the year, and as good as it was for Edmonton, it was terrible for Toronto. But after this week and a game or two down, they'll lose a couple of close ones or win a close one, and all of a sudden they'll be even. So, you know, it is what it is. It was a great showing, in all sincerity. It was a great showing by Willie. He showed why Winnipeg wanted him and him alone. There are lots of other options they could have had. They didn't even bother trying. They went after the one option they wanted, and they got him. And they wanted Willie from day one, and that's the guy they got. And I tell you, Belfay put an offense together. It was amazing, a totally entertaining display, even though it was heavily laden with role reversal. I mean, being an Argo fan, I'll call it role reversal. If you're a Winnipeg fan, I think what you say is, it's about time. And I'm happy for the Winnipeg fans, Derek Christopher and company, too, all kidding aside. You know, it's just a loss. It's just a game, guys. You know, this is the one time that I'm going to have to say when Bruce Johnage says, Argos suck. And I go, yeah, they did. And not from the cup. They were awful. Teal played Winnipeg last night. Yeah? You want to talk about that? Do you want me to call you Christopher or what? I'll just call you. Or is that Christopher? Is he saying turn on my mic? Christopher, are you telling me to turn on your mic?
No, I'm just saying that you made an error and said that they played Edmonton last night, and they didn't. They played Winnipeg.
Yeah, you're right. I was hoping they'd play Edmonton. Yeah, no, I'm totally... Stop laughing.
Embarrassed?
That's funny. What do I have to be embarrassed for? I didn't put on the pads. I mean, I got nothing to be embarrassed about. I have, as an Argo fan, garnered a little humility. you know, there's a bit of humility going on. But it is but one game. So, you know, I mean, but, you know, they really had their asses handed to them. They looked pathetic. The defense looked like they couldn't stop nothing. And Ricky did not look, I'm telling you, and this is, seriously, this is only my opinion. I wish I couldn't say this, but unfortunately I'm in the position where I got to be honest here, because this is why I do this show. But he looked like the second half against Hamilton.
And you're in the headlights.
And because he didn't have any options. And the only options he had were under duress. And I said duress, not duress. They could have put a dress on him. I think they still would have pounded him. He just took a licking. And he kept trying to tick, but, you know, the ticking wasn't so good. It really was... a pathetic showing for the Toronto Argonauts, all but one game. But, you know, that it is what it is. What did you think of the I'm afraid I don't even want to call it a contest, because I don't even think contest is a fair definition there.
I thought it was a great game. I really enjoyed it. It was entertaining. There was a lot happening.
But it wasn't much of a contest.
Well, no. There wasn't much opposition for Winnipeg, which it just seems so foreign coming out of my mouth. after last season.
Not, but you know, not to me. But I really, you know, not that I want to, not that I'm trying or that I want to give those poor folks in Edmonton, in Winnipeg and Edmonton, for that matter. I don't want to rain on their parade. Right now, they put together a good team. They did. They fully did. There's no question that they earned the victory. And they were a full value for it. And it was entertaining. It was humiliating, like I said, as an Argo fan.
Yes.
I'm glad it wasn't at home because I would have had nothing to cheer about.
No.
But, you know, it was just one game. And as you quite understand, they were a full value for the victory. What's the point of even, you know, dissecting the game, you know, because it's there's no dissection to be made.
There's no
like,
point
where do you decide the positive plays were and where do you decide the negative plays were? Just paint the negative plays blue and paint the positive plays dark blue and gold.
Gold.
Because that's all it was. That's all it was. And they really took a couple of, you know, a couple of people I got to know a little bit while they were Argos. They were there. And they had some impressive stuff going on. They've made some good decisions.
They were a lot better team than I thought they were going to be. I did not give Winnipeg that much credit for what they have done in the off season, and I'm going to be eating some crow this year on Winnipeg if they continue doing this. But I do want to point out that if Toronto stays where they are, there's a lot of, wow, Chris, you were right there.
Well, here's the thing about Toronto. The good news is if you're an Argo fan is you don't play Winnipeg but two more times.
Yeah. Is that a good thing?
Well, yeah. They're not playing them 17 times.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, everybody in the league except Ottawa was better than Winnipeg last year. So it may be a very big uphill battle for TO this year.
Well, don't forget, Winnipeg is not in Toronto's division.
No.
You should be more concerned. You have more to be concerned about. They're
have a better team.
Well, you know, there are times when what we think is going to happen doesn't, and we just saw it on Thursday night. We just saw what we thought.
The Lions are playing Edmonton tomorrow. Okay,
Winnipeg too.
We might be having this conversation in reverse.
Exactly, Winnipeg too.
Okay. You know, you
what
never know what's going to happen.
Somebody making popcorn?
That's not me.
I know who
it
is.
Not me.
It's Storm. Storm's making
it's
popcorn.
Stormy there.
Stormy's making popcorn.
Cool.
John, is it your answering machine or is it you?
Oh, he's not going to come on the show tonight. Not after that showing last night.
I just phoned him. So he must be listening to the show right now. When he you know, I called him. We got his answering machine.
He's got his head in the sand.
No, he doesn't have his head in the sand. It's all about spin.
It's all about spin.
It is. It always is. Isn't that what sports debate is? Just spin?
Yep.
You know, the only time
it
can't... There, the message is over. That was John. We just left a message for John. He listened to the show.
Now he's mad at me because I told him he was being cowardly.
No, he's going to be mad at me because he didn't answer the phone. So, Kelly, how's it going, buddy?
Not too bad, Frank. Hey, Christopher, how you doing?
Greetings. I'm alive and doing well. I'm all alone in my household this weekend.
Storm, stop making popcorn. Storm.
I'm here.
Storm, stop making popcorn.
I'm not making frickin' popcorn.
Sure sounds like it. Watch.
Sure sounds like it.
Don't take this the wrong way. I'm going to turn your mic up. The popcorn's going to stop. Watch.
It's just stupid.
See?
Yep. No more popcorn.
No more popcorn. Now Storm's gone.
Storm? No, no, no. I just put him on. I didn't get rid of him. You. I just muted his mic.
Yep.
Okay, let's see if he's still.
Yeah,
he's still
I don't know.
Hey, Storm.
I watched.
Storm, how do you like your popcorn?
I like it just waiting to get my say in, that's all.
Hey.
Oh, there. Popcorn's
much
better now.
The popcorn's
I've been on
ready.
The phone for 20 minutes, and I've just been hearing popcorn and and you and whoever else and blah, 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 and this and blah, 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 that.
There was nobody else. Frank was just talking to himself.
Oh, well, that's what happens in age, right?
Frank has this imaginary friend. Actually, I think he has several.
Well, I got several too, so it's no big deal.
You were talking.
Most minor women.
You were talking to the wrong Cohen. I think you were talking to Leonard Cohen. Instead.
You're right. It was probably Leonard Cohen.
You
sang me a tune.
You know what? I watched that game from a little bit of a different perspective than you maybe
on your
did.
Head?
And
on your head?
Well. I wasn't rooting for one or the other. I saw some good things from Toronto that I think they can build off of. Chad Owens' first punt return in a couple seasons, so definitely a plus there that he's returned to form. I know how he did last night because he's on my TSN fantasy team, and he got
me
15 big
only,
points
he,
last night.
He was the only
night,
guy who had any success.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely,
but,
he was definitely the offensive star. Yeah, he wasn't bad.
They
I mean, scored, the defense
they scored 21
and the
points. That's not bad.
Turnovers and penalties.
Lack of defense.
Yeah. Penalties, man. Wow. Holy. But anyway, saw some really awesome things from the Bombers, obviously. And first and foremost is that running back of theirs. I mean, wow. He, at times, he remind me of Corey Sheets. Look, he's looking pretty good early on. So we'll have to monitor that as the season goes. I mean, I think he earned himself another start, even if Ford is ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with Steele. Steele did some nice running last night.
Yeah.
I was actually very impressed with the official. I've never seen... well, he did some great blocking and created a fumble. I thought that was awesome. You know
Got
the play
right
I'm talking about, right?
You know the play
I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You can't blame that on the official.
Are you kidding me? He
was right in the way.
And then because he got in the way, it went from 2 Winnipeg Blue Bombers to 6 that he had to deal with.
Yeah, if this was the NBA, that would have been a blocking foul.
I know. That's what I mean. It was a blocking foul.
Yeah.
And then the inconsistency of the officiating last night was, the only thing consistent about it is they only had one flag, and it pointed in one direction. A good example is it was pathetic, really. The new Argo Emery, Shea Emery, goes to tackle the defender. Offensive player grabs his face mask. He gets upset, grabs the Winnipeg face mask, and he gets 2 penalties.
Boy, ripped the guy's helmet off, though, Frank.
Frank. It was a little abusive.
Yeah.
If you're saying the flags only flew one way, how come we had to overturn a lack of a pass interference call in the end zone?
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
That was a terrible call by the official. Totally missed
it. But at the end of the day, there was a remedy. There was a remedy for that play. But there was no remedy for the fact that that the Winnipeg player grabbed Emery's face mask first.
Yeah.
On his way.
Well, how about the 3 touchdowns by former Argos?
What's that?
Kelly with 2, and there was 3 touchdowns by former Argos last night, and Kelly was one guy with 2 touchdowns, and would have had a third if that pass interference was called. And then there was the young Canadian that stepped in when Watson went out. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Yeah, Fioli. Thank you. Yeah, he got one too. So that was a bit of irony.
Well, I have to put all the weight on the problem with the officials. The Argos didn't do anything wrong.
Of course.
Now you're sounding like a Ryder fan.
Ooh.
Easy. I'm sounding like a bitter Argo fan. Tell it straight.
That's going a little bit too far saying a Ryder fan.
And please, don't call me a Ryder fan.
Just
I understand the insult,
fan, right, Frank?
Frank
no
doesn't
kidding,
even
Storm.
Buy green underwear. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do have green diapers. I do have Ryder diapers.
Ryder diapers. Yeah. I got That's a Ryder
no response.
Cry towel. I got a Ryder cry towel for when we don't play so well, and hopefully I don't need to use it this weekend.
I'm thinking I'm going to need a beach towel this year.
I was just going to think you might want to dye that one blue for Frank.
Make it double blue, please.
Yeah. Tie-dye.
You know what? I'm glad football was back. Noticed that I haven't spent much time on Facebook, Kelly. I've been working the long hours, okay? And I just don't have time to get on Facebook. And last night I almost forgot about the football game. I almost sounded like our friend CJ there. Oh, I forgot the show was on. I forgot the football game was on.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. My feelings are hurt.
Sometimes
but I will
you just get preoccupied with
Yeah, and that's what
know,
I was going
priorities.
Through. I was very preoccupied doing what I was doing. And I'll
sure.
be honest, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm tired at 11 o'clock at night. And
for sure.
In the sunlight.
Wimp.
In your traps.
I think Manasseh was just here, and he hung up.
Well, I was talking to him a little while ago.
But is he upset because I didn't immediately turn on his mic?
He hasn't responded to me in half an hour, 45 minutes.
Well, I think that was him. I'll give it a shot. I'm in the mood to make you guys wait because I know that you guys are going to make me suffer. So I figured, what the heck? You know what I'm saying?
We're not going to make
you
suffer.
You know what I'm saying? You,
no.
You feel me? You understand where I'm coming
no.
from?
No.
The only
there's
control
not,
I have.
There's not much to say. There's not much to say that wasn't done last night.
Other than
I mean,
Argos
we
suck,
don't have
that's
to
all
it.
You got. That's all you can say. They sucked.
I'm really getting tired of that comment.
But,
so
that the Argos suck?
Yeah, that's not going to come out of my mouth. That's all I heard. It was like every second line in my group last night. It was Bruce was just annoying as hell. He just everybody. There was about 12 guys that told him to shut up and grow up, be mature, and all he would say, Argos suck, Argos suck, Argos suck. It was just like, At a certain point in time, it just gets annoying.
There's only one thing better than a Ticat win for Bruce John Inch, and that's an Argo loss.
I think he would take a Hamilton loss as long as an Argo loss was included in the trifecta.
Oh, yeah. For sure he would.
Manasseh keeps calling and keeps hanging up. I just called him and he hung up. I guess he's busy. He might be washing dishes or something.
He's PMSing.
No, it's
he's the one to talk to about the bombers.
Hey, now, can
right
I have
now,
my
anyway.
Say now or what?
No.
Sure, Storm.
Go ahead. Storm, speak up.
Okay. Well, you know what? I watched the game last night and don't really care for both the teams. I don't mind Winnipeg. But you know what? I told Frank there before the preseason there that I don't really care for Drew Willey, but he stepped up to the plate, and he did good. And Toronto, of surprise, that many points scored against them, that was really surprising.
Oh, I wasn't surprised about that. I just thought they'd score more points.
But you know what the thing is about the CFL, and that's why it's the greatest game on the earth, is because, you know what, Calgary could get their ass kicked tomorrow by Montreal or vice versa or whatever sort of thing. It's going to happen during the season. It's going to happen
right.
No matter what team you cheer for. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you did not expect Winnipeg to come out of the gate and play like that.
No, I didn't expect that. No. No.
We made predictions, guys, if you remember correctly.
Obviously, Toronto didn't think that way either.
No, everybody was in the 30s for the Argos, and I think I picked 6 for Winnipeg. You know,
no, they did good, and I was surprised. But now is that going to go to Willie's head or what? Or what? I'm not talking about Willie's head, but you know what I mean. Anyways, you know what I mean. But I still don't care for him as a quarterback because I don't think he has what it takes to be a CFL starter. That's my opinion, and my opinion only.
He doesn't have the panache, for lack of a better word.
But then again, you know, talk about Calgary. I mean, I don't really have much faith in Tate and Bo Levi Mitchell either. So, you know, I want Kevin Glenn
former,
back.
as a former Rough Rider, I know some things about Willie. And you have to remember, guys, he studied under Danny Barrett at the University of Buffalo. That was his first quarterback's coach in college. And, you know, I mean, who knows the CFL game better than Danny Barrett at the quarterback position? I mean, that's the reason why Saskatchewan went after him in the first place was because Danny recommended Drew to the Rough Riders. So you know, this guy's he's got some pedigree. Mike's mentioned, and Manasseh has, that he's got 2 Arena League championships in the U.S., and he's been there before, but I can't disagree, Storm. I don't know.
Well, you have to go back to what I told Frank. You have to take the first 5 games in the season and then analyze it from there, right? Because one game doesn't mean you're winning the Grey Cup, right? And
Michael Bishop
Toronto
had a
lost,
good game.
And, I mean, I was happy that Toronto lost. No pun intended there, Frank. But, you know, I was happy for that.
How the
heck
is that a pun?
But
it's not a pun, it's just a jab.
No, but on the other hand, Winnipeg is in our division now, too, so I wanted them to lose, too, you know what I mean?
That's the point I'm making.
You can't win.
That's what you're happy about that, eh, Frank, for letting all us Westerners down.
They're your problem now.
You guys can
you
have
guys
them,
should
we
have
don't want them.
You guys
they
were your problem last
those
night.
Guys.
But take the next 3-4... Take the next 3-4 games with Toronto,
you know what,
Winnipeg.
You know what I don't understand? After last night, I'm really concerned. I don't like the schedule at all. I think we play Winnipeg 3 times and Ottawa twice.
I don't think you play Winnipeg 3 times, Frank.
We do. Saskatchewan does for sure.
Because Calgary only plays Saskatchewan twice. Calgary plays BC 3 times, I believe. Edmonton 3 times. And Winnipeg 3 times. But they don't play more in the east than they do at the west and vice versa.
Oh, yes, they do.
Do they?
Sorry.
Occasionally. It just depends.
I think we play Winnipeg 3 times. While we play the Red Blacks only twice.
Not in addition to last night. Including last night.
No. Right. That's right. That's
3 games including last night.
Yeah.
What we've got
I don't know about that one, though.
We've got
an
unbalanced schedule.
I'm sure it's just 2 from the west to the east.
You play them on August the 12th. In Toronto, and then you play them just going down.
I'm going through it. I'm coming up. That's the only time they play them again. You play them August 12th in the next game, so you
that's
play Winnipeg
true.
Twice this year.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hang on. Now look at the other Western teams that play Toronto.
Okay.
Play each other twice.
Just luck.
We'll go for Edmonton.
Everybody's twice
look for Ed.
Except when it comes to your own division.
Yeah, you play out of your division twice and in your division 3 times. That's historically what's been happening. But now that Ottawa is in, it just kind of throws it off a little bit, but not by much.
Okay.
I mean, the ultimate answer here is 10 teams in the league. And then everybody plays everybody twice.
Yeah,
that's
that
3 times Manasseh
has
been dropped. That's 3 times Manasseh's been dropped in what? 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Well, are you eating a John Granger sandwich?
I'm eating John's sandwich. He brought it here. I'm eating John's sandwich. No,
that is awesome.
I'm eating a peach and drinking wine.
I was just
going to
say, you're eating something,
together.
I could tell.
Something slurpy. You know what? We play Winnipeg three times. Saskatchewan does. First is August 7th. Second is August 31st. That's the Labor Day Classic.
Yep,
and the third time is the 7th in Winnipeg for the Banjo Bowl. So
where's my,
I don't know
my
why
ticket?
We get Winnipeg three times, but...
Yeah, I think we get Winnipeg three times.
I don't have
ball,
my tickets
Kelly.
Either. Apparently, I don't have my tickets either.
Yeah, in Calgary gets Saskatchewan twice, and I believe that's both those games are in October. It's like, really? Like, why can't we start off the season with Calgary and Saskatchewan or something like that? Like, it's just
didn't
so
you bring
stupid
my tickets
though.
In from in the car?
Oh, it works.
Yeah, you're right, Storm.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's really stupid.
Where?
And
show me.
Well, play BC the last game of the season 2 years in a row in BC. Like, it's just stupid. Change it up a bit.
That's so true.
I mean, BC played Saskatchewan three times in the last six weeks of the season last year, and those were the six weeks that Lule was hurt. So, you know, it was kind of a kick in the teeth.
No,
I don't know who makes up all
this
schedule stuff, but, I mean, it's just bullshit.
It should be mixed
what?
Up throughout the season just to deal with exactly those type of situations.
Well,
I think you have to
go with rivalries, too. Like, I mean, you know, Calgary, Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatchewan, but, I mean, still on the same hand, you have to include everybody in your division, in your rivalry, you know, a win's a win sort of thing, right? But, you know, there's just there's more fans come to certain games than they go to other games, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Saskatchewan,
I think,
they'll just cheer for Gophers, but whatever.
The CFL could also do a way better job on, you know, cutting down on travel expenses with the schedule by scheduling, you know, road trips where Saskatchewan can go play Toronto and then stay the week and play in Hamilton and then
exactly,
stay the next week and play in Montreal
Kelly,
or whatever.
Actually, the problem with that is it actually costs more to house a team in a foreign city for a week than it does to fly them back and forth.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what, though?
Okay.
I think
it's
always
cheaper to fly them back to Regina, let them go back to their own homes, use your own practice facility, use all of your own practice stuff, than it would be to stay in Montreal, find a practice facility, find a hotel, find restaurant foods, find all of those things. It's cheaper to fly them back and forth.
These guys are obviously single.
It's like my boss says, right? You're at like a train crossing or a traffic light for more than 20 seconds, shut the engine off. It's cheaper.
Well, it depends on if it's a diesel.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I can't find my season tickets.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
Sorry to hear that, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey,
I hope
Frank,
I know something.
Frank, who does Toronto play next? Win
their
home opener?
I just told you I lost my season ticket. That was my way of knowing who's playing next. You're missing the point, my friend.
I'm
playing Saskatchewan next Saturday. They play Saskatchewan
in Toronto.
Yeah, in Toronto. You better find your ticket before next week, because otherwise you're not going to the game.
Those teams. Who do I cheer for? Cheer for Toronto.
And then they play
home for Toronto all the way.
And then they play Calgary on July 12th, they play Calgary. So you're in tough, Frank. You got a tough start, tough road here.
Are you suggesting
that Calgary play Ottawa?
A tough game?
Yeah, it will be for sure. And
like I said, Ottawa's
going
to finish in
first
place.
I'll tell you right now,
if
they play like they did against Winnipeg, every game is going to be tough. But you know what? And let's be honest here, guys. Come on. I mean, Drew Willey is an unknown commodity. It's the one time when a quarterback, like in baseball, the pitcher, you know, you got to get to him early. And if you don't, you know, in this case, you get to know who he is. It's kind of the opposite of actually, Frank, it's actually the opposite of baseball. The longer a starter is in, the harder it is to get to him because he's weaker at the beginning. And in football, the opposite is true.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the Kolaros thing, you know. I'm not trying to take anything away from Kolaros because he's a great quarterback, but he will not be, he will not be as immediate. There will be a downswing for him because we all know it's like a chess match, right? A new quarterback comes out, he's a surprise,
you know, people are trying to figure him out. Then they start getting film on him. Then they start figuring out how to defend against him. And then what makes him a great quarterback is when he has the counter move. And that's what sports is all about. And that's what sports is all about.
And that's exactly what happened with Troy Smith last year. When he came in and he won those three, four games right at the end, nobody had any film in him. Nobody knew who this guy was. He just came out there and rocked everybody. That's not going to happen this year.
It comes down to him being more prepared. Yeah, it comes down to him being more prepared than the opposition. And you know, same thing for Willie. I mean, how many hours of film do you got on Willie? You got an hour and a half. Or maybe,
First of all, I don't know if they even show indoor football on television.
No, but he had a start with Saskatchewan, and he had a half with Saskatchewan. So he had
he had some really good, as Chris has mentioned, Mike that mentioned, he had a great history in indoor football. You know, so, and if there's no film of that, and then again, even if they had film, how do you judge a quarterback playing in a hockey rink and then putting him on a bigger rink than the NFL is?
Exactly. I agree.
Playing
with
on a postage stamp.
For sure.
Yeah. It's not reality. World. You can't base it on that.
Right. It's a whole different game. We say it every week.
Problem that I have with Mike and his rooting and tooting for the indoor league, which I think indoor football is extremely exciting. But just because somebody's ripping it up down there doesn't mean they're going to do wonderful in the CFL.
Oh, for sure. You're 100% right. But there are, and I'm sold on this, and I'm more than willing to be unsold on it. There are certain positions in the indoor game that translate well to the CFL. You know, there's certainly
DB and receiver.
The DB for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, so you know, there is something you can look at and say, you know, if this guy's a good DB in indoor football, he could be very good too, and you know, in the CFL.
Yeah, for sure.
There are correlations.
Too.
Yeah, there are correlations, but it all has to be like if your position, like even a quarterback. You know, I'm being pushy here with that one, but even a quarterback, because you know a quarterback. In indoor football is basically throwing from inside a closet.
Well, throwing the ball from one end of the indoor arena to the other end of the arena is shorter
than the
from
Canadian
one
end
end
zone.
To the other
a lot.
The CFL.
The Canadian end zone. Then the Canadian end zone. It's like playing a football game in the end zone.
It's 50 yards, okay? And we're a 65-yard wide field. So they're not even throwing it across the field. You know, and you know, I admire B.J. Hall Chris Dixon too for going three seasons undefeated, but that doesn't mean that he is going to come up here and light up the CFL.
And you're saying it doesn't mean he won't.
I'm not saying it won't.
David Archer, guys.
Well, what
David
we're saying
Archer.
is that there's no direct correlation between being successful in one venue and then automatically assuming that it will, you know, it, you know. That your ability transcends the sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Didn't Calvillo have a season of indoor in New Mexico? I think he did way back when.
I can't remember that, but
I don't remember that.
I know David Archer was in the big one, the IFL, I guess, the AFL at the time, the Arena Football League. And then there was Arena 2 for a little while, and I remember a couple of our quarterbacks that we gave opportunities to come and try out for our team came from there, but nobody ever stuck around. But, Archer was definitely
Calvillo's resume only has the Posse, the Ticats, and the Alf.
Okay, yeah. I must be wrong.
So it would have something in there for the Arena League.
Yeah, for sure. That was the main league down there at the time. So,
still a totally different world than the arena than the CFL or even the NFL to boot. But still, CFL is still the best game on earth and better than the NFL, AFL, whatever you want to call it. Plain and simple.
I'm just totally surprised that all these Southern American cities have arenas to play in. Because they're not real big hockey fans, so why do they got these arenas, period?
No doubt, eh?
Let's not get into hockey.
The American hockey.
Basketball.
Yeah, but
you would never
right?
have an. It's not as big. You would not have the same stadium for that.
Bocce.
Bocce doesn't play in the arena.
Totally.
It's almost
kidding.
Like the same size as a lacrosse field, isn't it?
Yes, they do.
It's a lacrosse box. I mean, we play lacrosse inside a hockey arena. That's fact. It's exactly the same box.
Yeah.
I played it for 18 years.
I've watched it years ago and stuff like that, like when it first came out, and I just didn't agree with it because it was like you were just a hemorrhoid, you were just attached to each other.
I like the speed of the game. It was interesting.
It
what happened
storm,
to Storm?
Storm dropped. We'll get him back.
I like, one thing I used to love about the lacrosse was the parallels that it had with hockey. And growing up a hockey fan, I knew that, Brendan Shanahan's brother was pretty much the Wayne Gretzky of lacrosse, Brian Shanahan. And I always just really appreciated that this game is what hockey players do in the summertime. And you don't have to be a hockey player to play lacrosse, but definitely a correlation there. And we're missing one thing, guys. NCAA, that's why some of these smaller centers have massive arenas, The basketball, like Frank said, is off the hook down there. they don't play men's volleyball in the U.S.? Just women's.
The same's true for basketball in Italy for the longest
really?
Time. Mm-hmm.
Just men's?
No, the other way.
Oh, what about, didn't Kobe Bryant's dad play there all through the 70s?
No, I'm talking about laundry mat behind.
Oh, okay, yeah. Huh, that's awesome.
Manasseh, is that you? Hello?
Oh, my God.
What? Bombers?
What the hell was, what was that?
Well, here we go again. Here we go again.
Storm's back.
But it looks like
back. Yeah, you hung up on me. Hello.
I did not.
No,
hang up.
You
guys
were just,
stopped
you
saying
just
that.
Disappeared in mid sentence, Storm. You were talking away and you just disappeared.
I don't hang up on you. All I got to do is turn off your mic. It's even better than hanging up. You get to listen to yourself be ignored.
The thing is, I'm minor compared to some of your people on the show. But anyways. I could be rude, but I'm not. I'm professional.
That was nasty.
Well, I've heard you can be rude. In fact, sometimes you are.
Well, not too much though. You know that. But anyways, I'm saying
you're not as bad. You're not as bad as Vito D'Alessandro, are you?
No.
God, why
no? I was talking about you about the Arena Football League. I said I don't really agree with that. I watched it from day one sort of thing, and I didn't agree with it because it was just, to me, just looked like a little boys' game sort of thing, right? That's my opinion, but...
Well,
because I'm used to the CFL, right? So...
Ebel?
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. You have guys running it, like, did you see one of those hits last night was a, oof.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the chest. Who was it that got hit, got knocked out?
Oh,
looked like a rib injury to me.
Jason Barnes.
Yeah, it was Jason.
Yes, it was. It was Jason Barnes. That's right.
I didn't see the Watson injury, but sure, too bad about him. Yeah,
that's
too bad about him. He's one of these glass football players, right?
No, he's not a glass football player. He just has weak hammies.
Yeah.
And you know what, Frank? You know what, Frank? I'll tell you the truth, and this is my opinion, but whatever. I don't think Ricky Ray is 110%
healthy.
Ready to play. Yeah, healthy, yeah. Absolutely. I don't think
so. You're right. His front line is making him sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, you can make him sick all you want, but he just did. You know what? I've watched Ricky Ray all over the years, being in Edmonton here and stuff like that, and against Calgary, and he just wasn't himself, and I don't know what the hell it was, but you know what? He just seems like he just hasn't got back from that injury when the Calgary guy hit him there, and just doesn't seem right. He does not seem like the Ricky Ray. But, of course, he's getting older, too. But, I mean...
Unfortunately, like I said, reminded me, the way he played last night, reminded me of the game against Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
In the second half.
He
wasn't 100% at the end of last year, either. And, I mean, you have to give
Storm
him a little
probably
bit
makes
a
point.
That's the point I'm trying to make. He's not 100% right now.
Yeah.
You know, one hit on that shoulder again, man, he's going to be out for the whole season, and it might not take much either.
See how quick they pulled him. Yeah, you see how quick they pulled him.
No, that's knee, not his shoulder.
No, his shoulder when the Calgary guy hit him there.
You talking about Ray?
Yeah, but he's... The existing injury.
Yeah, the injury. Separated his shoulder or whatever the heck the injury was.
No,
that's the one.
No.
He did too. Ray had it too. And Ray had a weird shoulder injury, a weird injury that hardly anybody ever had. And they kept asking questions of people, how do I recover from this? But that was before the knee injury. But I happen to think it's that shoulder injury that's the problem. And that'll be what's
exactly,
the problem.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the knee. I'm talking about the shoulder.
Don't be surprised, Norm, that I'm taking your side.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised. Just cheer for the Stamps tomorrow, and I'll be happy.
Well, you know what?
They lose Montreal.
As sad a night that I had last night, I don't hold up much hope for you. Not very much. And lose against Montreal, who are probably playing their worst football. In the past couple of years.
Oh, come on now. You guys got to stop with that. I heard the whole last show, and I could not believe all the predictions, and I wanted to replay that coming in here, the whole, how much is Winnipeg going to lose by? 14, 21, 35?
Double figures.
Oh, my gosh.
I want you to know I did not follow that bandwidth at all. I had no participation in that.
Coward.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Manasseh,
I predicted
a ridiculous scoreline in Toronto's favor, and I got to give it to you for saying what you did this offseason about Winnipeg. I mean, you called it, brother. You saw some things there that it came true last night, and let's just hope they can keep this going and. What you said is going to come true. They're going to contend in the West.
Oh yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Appreciate that. And,
no.
The one team that's gonna sink and drop like a rock in water is Calgary.
Come on now.
Yep, it's happening.
No.
I think so.
You're going to be surprised what's going to go down
John
tomorrow.
Corners
I think
is gonna
Edmonton
the,
is going to shock us.
Lead the league in rushing again, and there you go. Set and
you
done.
Better hope to God he gets 2,000 yards, or your team is dead.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, Schmidt happens. So you know what? We'll see what. like I told Frank, we'll see what happens after five games, and I make my decision after five games. That's
so. Are you comfortable with Mitchell running the show? Because I'm
better
not.
Than Tate. Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I told Frank that before the season even started. I said, "Bo Levi Mitchell.
He's his man."
Tate is like a light bulb that just breaks too easy.
Bo Levi is the same for me as Kolaros. I think the book
but
is.
But you know
out,
what? If I had a Kolaros, I don't care for him. But anyways, if I had a choice, I'd have Kevin Glenn in there. Tell you the truth, that is my honest to God truth.
Hey,
Glenn in there.
You can't have him.
I know I can't have him, but I'm just saying, though, that if I had a choice, it would be Kevin Glenn.
Okay, so now that Travis Lule is on the six-game injured list, how many games out of those six do you think the Lions are going to win, honestly?
Okay. Honestly,
now, first
well,
of all,
I don't know their schedule.
Going back 2 months, you go back 2 months when we were talking about this, or when we first picked up Glenn. I said when we picked up Glenn, is Lule is going to miss the first 4 or 5, if not 6, games of the season. And
right.
I said, and if Lions come out at 500 football, I'm going to be very happy.
And that's
yeah,
why they got Kevin. That's why they got
I don't
Kevin.
Know.
That's why they got Kevin Glenn from Ottawa, is because they knew that.
Yes. Well, I don't think they knew it was going to be as bad.
Let's talk about BC's schedule for a minute here, since Marseille brought that up. Who do they open against? They open tomorrow against Montreal. That's maybe
Calgary, Montreal tomorrow against Edmonton.
Oh,
Calgary,
pardon
Montreal
me.
Tomorrow.
They open against Edmonton. So who's their next game? Looks like Montreal is their next game.
Yeah,
and
then Montreal. And then they're
at Saskatchewan. And then Montreal
and then
again.
Montreal. Oh, God.
And then Winnipeg.
And then Winnipeg.
Oh,
yeah.
And then Calgary.
And then Calgary. And then
Hamilton.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to win like two games, man. If we get 500 football out of there, I'll be happy.
Have faith with Kevin Glenn. I'll tell you that one thing now.
Forget,
have faith in him.
They could have had Dan Marino back there. Look at that schedule, man. They got.
Oh, that was my favorite quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, so Lule's not back until 7.
Do you think Dan Marino would get? How old is he now? He's got to be 60. There's no way
he's like 99 or something.
Yeah, but honestly, Chris, let's be honest. Like, out of those first 6 games, other than Edmonton and then maybe Winnipeg, they're not the favorite
in
all the other games.
7-9-2.
Go ahead, Manasse.
No, I'm just saying for Chris, like, I'll give you week 1 against Edmonton, and I'll even give you week 5 against Winnipeg. But Montreal, Saskatchewan, Montreal, and Calgary,
I don't know. You know what? You're really overestimating Montreal right now.
Oh, wow. I'm the only person, huh?
Well,
no,
everybody
said that about Winnipeg, didn't we?
Yeah,
you know,
we did.
We called it with Winnipeg, so I don't know. Maybe you're onto something here, Manasse.
Maybe. You know what? BC has done worse than start 0-5, okay? That's not a bad year.
Right.
But it could still happen in the CFL.
0-5 was not a bad start for us in 2011.
I'm sticking with 11-7.
Schmidt happens.
He happens a lot.
Sometimes too much.
Last night's game, bud, you obviously watched, right? Or were you working?
No, I was there. I was in Winnipeg.
Oh, you were there. Oh, deadly.
Yeah.
So what... what was your take on the game? I mean, we kind of just, you know, there's Frank in here, and we don't want to rub salt in the wound or anything. So,
yeah,
but you were there. Let's hear what you were impressed with.
Can I first just, like, give you guys a picture of just the emotion in the building at the end of the game?
Sure.
Like,
I bet it was.
Imagine if you were completely destitute poor and living on the side of the road. You didn't even have a pair of shoes, and then all of a sudden you won like a $150 million lottery ticket. That is the only way I can explain just the overwhelming, you have to feel it in the air just to know what I'm talking about. It was unreal. I mean, the people were so shocked, you couldn't believe it. Like, people were looking at each other like, is this actually happening? And, man, it was awesome.
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah, the city's on fire right now, and I don't know if you guys knew, but this morning they sold, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 tickets in an hour the minute they open their ticket office for next
season
week's
tickets?
Game. No, for next week's
just
game.
For
the
next
game
week.
Next Thursday, against Ottawa.
Well, good for them.
Absolutely.
You know, the league is only as strong as its weakest link, and last year Winnipeg was its weakest link. So if Winnipeg has picked up its game, then the league is a better place.
Okay, so why is Winnipeg doing so well?
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing is their offensive line. They finally fixed it. They had the worst offensive line in the history of the league last season. And they got Glenn January back, an all-star left tackle who was hurt almost the whole season. Morley came back. He's a solid Canadian. And then they brought Pat Newfield from Canada, from Saskatchewan, and they got this guy, Dan Knapp, at right tackle, who played tight end in the NFL, and they switched him to right tackle, and he was fantastic. And, man, you cannot say enough about Drew Willey. I don't care how bad the Argos defense was, he put that ball on the money. They could have had the Seahawks defense back there. That guy was just he was balling out, man. He was on fire.
For sure. I agree. And that Dan Knapp made, like, seal block after seal block, and I even seen him pull a few times. And I seen him downfield one time. Like, where'd Dan Knapp come from? That was awesome.
Yes, I was surprised myself, but, you know, that's, like I say, Schmidt happens, you know. But don't get too ahead of yourself, though, hey? It's only the first game.
Oh, please, stop. If they had eked out the game, I would have been like, don't get ahead of yourselves. But when you, in the words of Christopher Jones, ream out the opponent's butt, that's I mean,
they did. They handed it to Toronto.
Like I said before, take the first five games and go from there. After five games, then it's a better prediction from there.
Yeah, I would.
You can't take one game.
I wouldn't be planning the parade route right now, but you know what? I am impressed with what Winnipeg did last night.
Yes,
they were firing
on
all cylinders. All facets of their game have greatly improved. There's nothing more to say about them. They just did an awesome job. They just lit up Toronto.
You know, I heard a couple Ryder fans today saying, oh, they have five ex-Ryder coaches. That's not why they did what they did. You know, like, they were firing, like you said, on all cylinders, not just one facet of the game. They hit it all.
They hit it all, right across the board.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are we trying to say that
and,
they played well?
Yes, Frank, we are. And or Toronto sucked.
Toronto really sucked.
A combination.
They
sucked. God, was their defense
was so bad. I'll be the first person to admit they sucked. But I knew they were going to suck early in this season. I told you guys
along. What was the crowd reaction when Shea Emery ripped off that guy's helmet, Manasse?
Oh, we were laughing. I mean, it was just the penalties the Argos had, it was laughable. It was like every other play, they were just throwing it. We got to the point in the fourth quarter where any time a flag was on the field, we just assumed it was Toronto's.
Exactly.
It was beyond ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you think that it was, you know, a little bit unfair in that regard, or was it actual?
Oh, no way.
You know,
because
I mean,
if you could, from my vantage point, you could tell. They looked so lost. Like, I don't know if you could see it on TV, but the guys in the secondary literally were looking at each other like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Like, it was
responsibility.
Really.
Yeah.
It felt like we were watching the Globetrotters versus the Washington
Generals. Clutch and
grab
is the only thing they could do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I say you take five games, right? Next game, Richard has to come out and throw five touchdown passes and win 45-3, whatever sort of thing, right? So you know what?
You know who Toronto plays next is the Argos play the Riders next, and I think that's fair to say that's another loss. So
they
don't know.
They play the Riders in 4 weeks too. It's two out of three. Yeah, home and home.
Well,
yeah,
sorry guys, I want the West to lose so Calgary can win. So, but I don't like Toronto either at the same time. So, you know,
I honestly don't think that Toronto Jim Barker is waiting five games for you, Schmidt. I think that he is really he's ripping somebody today.
Well,
of
course they're going to rip him a new
a-hole,
but you know that's the way life goes.
I'm going to give you the first five games the Argos are playing. In my book, there's no way they're winning a single one. Their next game is at home against Saskatchewan, then it's at home against Calgary. Week four, they go to Ottawa for the big home opener in Ottawa, and that's a loss because you know Ottawa's going to ball out. Then week five, it's at Saskatchewan, and then week six,
Montreal.
At Montreal. I think the Argos are going to be 0-6. I legitimately think that.
And
they're not. It goes to week seven before the Argos will not lose a game.
I think, I totally agree.
Week seven
is
the Winnipeg again.
Week seven's their bye.
Hey, you know what? I don't like Toronto, but you know what? I'll say this right now is they're not going to go winless in their first six games with Ricky Ray. Sorry.
I don't know about where was Ricky Ray last night, man?
Well, that's the first game of the season,
great,
buddy.
But
you got to, you know,
he's
that's
one
what
guy.
I say. Take five games and go for him from there.
Yeah.
Analyze the team after five games.
Yeah, no we kidding. Will.
Yeah, and see if I'm right. If I'm
is
right,
that,
I'm right. If I'm not, I'm not. So be it.
Is John Granger on here?
I want Calgary to go 5-0. Do you think they will? I don't think so. No. But do I want them to? Yes. But, you know.
Seriously, is John here? I got to hear from John because that had to be depressing.
I thought I heard John.
Yeah. I'm here.
John, I'm so sorry, man. I feel so bad.
I'm just laughing at the teardown that it's like first five games, no wins coming up.
Yeah, they're not happening, dude. I'm sorry.
If this is not something that you guys, are you guys watch the CFL for the last 30 years or what?
Hey, this is Thorne here. I did not say that they're not going to win in the first five games.
No,
the other person
I agree
did.
With
no,
you.
I said that.
Only Manasseh. I'm here. Manasseh is saying 5-0-6. Guys. It's the first five games are really the preseason of the CFL. I told you guys, there's no team that comes in with a gelling unit. Mind you, Winnipeg.
Oh, Winnipeg did.
Sharp. They looked sharp last night. I mean, their QB problem. If he continues, that was the best game that he's had ever. He was nailing those plays. I mean, he was putting it in right on the zinger. You couldn't go wrong in the first quarter with him. I mean, literally, I was just shocked. I go, where the hell was this guy last year? Okay.
Sitting behind Durant.
Well, that too, yeah. True enough.
Maybe
yeah.
that was a
but,
mistake.
Yeah, well, we'll time
we
will
won
tell.
The Grey Cup.
It's too early. Listen, Winnipeg, you guys don't understand the stress and the pressure that is in Winnipeg. Oh, 2 weeks ago when we were there, I was a little bit shocked, but then I got the gist of it. These people have gone through such losing past few years. It's depressing. I mean, one win last year, the entire season. They should be on cloud nine right now. They just broke their record for the whole entire season at
home.
Well,
they tied the season.
Right. Well, you know, exactly. So, but the,
next wins
it started like this. Look, I was shocked, too, with empty seats. Well, there you go. Empty seats is because they don't really have 100% faith in that management. Okay? Not 100%. I think bringing in...
Well, who did?
No, it wasn't.
Did
okay,
you?
John, I got to hold up on that. It wasn't the management. They just didn't know if the manager put together a team that was worth getting behind. And now that they did, I'm telling you, the buzz in that city right now is unbelievable, guys. People are running to buy tickets. I mean, the support there,
well,
the whole city is just like...
Then I'll say you're pointing to one of Chris Jones' favorite subjects, conspiracy.
Oh, that's not the case. No, in some cases, I know you could say that, but I'm sorry. Last night was just the most thorough beatdown I've seen in a CFL game in years. They put the proverbial boot in their, you know, I mean, that was...
They owned them.
The refs could have just left the building and it wouldn't have made a difference. I mean, that was bad.
How about a comparison to that season opening game a couple years ago between Saskatchewan and Montreal? I think it was 2011 or 2012, was it, guys?
The one where it was like 54-51 in double overtime?
We both came out firing. Well, essentially Winnipeg was that sharp, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, I know you guys have to put a positive spin as your team, and I get that. But honestly, looking at
what
this schedule, right?
What positive spin? Who's putting?
Okay.
Is somebody playing?
I mean, honestly,
there's
John,
no positive spin out of that.
Okay,
John,
as a fan of the team, for
John,
you and Frank.
John,
okay,
John,
for you
John,
and Frank, can you guys honestly pick next week against Saskatchewan? Do you think your team's going to win?
Have you seen the Riders lately?
No, the Riders look great. Don't sleep on the Riders. The Riders have a fantastic team. They're the best team in the league.
Have you listened to their coach talk lately?
Really?
Have you listened to their own coach talk lately?
No. He was just saying when he said the team was average, he was talking about how they were practicing. That was just lip service. Their own line.
Oh, yeah, that's motivating.
Okay,
When Durant was in the game and the first unit was in it, they were flawless. The guy completed like 90% of his passes. They were unbelievable.
Yeah, all right. Okay. right.
I mean, you're going to see Sunday when they're going to put a beat down on Hamilton. You'll see. But
what I say, boys,
okay.
Take five games.
So that means, John, you're picking Toronto to beat Saskatchewan next week? Is that what you're saying? You think your team is better than the Riders? I mean, really.
I mean, that's a – if look, do you think I'm going to go in picking anything but that? Of course I'm not going to say it. That'd be stupid on my part. All right? But am I gonna say? Listen to me. Defense, defensively, total look like a mess out there. The man on man coverage, that's gonna be tough for these guys. They're still learning to how to set up in the backfield and adjust to the changes before the snap is called. That's gonna take at least five games to get into this. I'm not counting them out. What I saw in the preseason out of them was a lot of energy. A lot of guys want – they're not dying on the play. They're not, you know, stopping halfway after they're getting beat. What?
The other point is when the Argos won the Grey Cup, all right? The Argos won the Grey Cup.
Back, Frank.
No, it is too far to go back. How many years ago was it?
Too far to go back with so many changes in one season. Yeah, but
that's
you didn't
the point
have 18 guys.
But, John, the point is that Kowali's the only guy back there in defense that they had then. I mean, in 2 years, there's nobody left.
Black
They're all
was
gone.
Back there. Black was back there, too. Well, like I said, the defense is going to take a little while to gel.
Let me try it a different way, John. Who made a play in the Grey Cup? Black didn't make a play in the Grey Cup.
No, he didn't even play.
Well, I mean, if you want to go there, Frank, you think about Jordan Younger's gone. He was a top-notch safety.
Yeah.
Ricky Foley is one of the best Canadian DNs.
Gone.
And then the linebacking core, well, let's be honest, guys, the linebacking core is worse now than it was then. I mean, you had, you know, Marcus Ball, Robert McCune, Brandon Isaac, when they were still all sort of in their prime.
Even McCullough.
You know, now look at your linebacking core. Your linebacking core is Jamie Robinson, Shane Horton, and Shea Emery.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's a downgrade. And listen, the linebacking core, I didn't see an issue. They were holding the line. It's just they were getting bet up down the middle. They were getting bet up on one-on-one.
Oh, John, that's the same,
defensive line,
you had and I agreed with last year as far as the – that was the same problem they had last year. They couldn't cover long-distance passes. Long passes, they sucked.
Yeah. Look, this is the best thing that could happen for Winnipeg. Probably the best
thing
that could happen
for
Toronto.
You just give Barker and company an excuse to kick their own
ass. I agree with that because everybody likes to come in with so many new players. If they win the first one, the next two, three, four are more like a little bit of a slide down. They figure they got this thing pat. They know what they're doing. Here, right
Wake
now,
up,
the whole entire week, is going to be a hard
test day. When
they lose games
like
this?
John.
Huh?
I didn't even want to go there today.
Yeah.
Because I was afraid
that Plowridge
would kill me.
Oh. Now, listen, I'm having a good feeling on this one. I'm predicting perhaps if Regina, well, the Regina should pull out the win because Hamilton is hurt really bad. I'm going to give a pass on Hamilton on this one. They're going in with a Band-Aid. So, Regina coming in off a win off of Hamilton, let's see what happens, is going to be a little bit, you know, less edgy coming to Toronto if they get a win out of it.
Ooh.
So I'm expecting that.
Kelly, you've got to admit, they're not. Saskatchewan's not going to be up for the game against Toronto. They're going to say, "Oh, these poor guys. Oh my goodness." It's not like they're going to have a chalkboard that says, "We got to be up for these guys."
Oh,
you know, I'm sure they're expecting the Argos to mail the 2 points.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work that way. We'll be up for that one. We want to take advantage of this, early season schedule that we have because right now it's looking like there's the teams that we've been talking about tonight have a lot more difficult first 6 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go even deeper, the reason the Riders are going to kill the Argos next week is, and, you know, John talked about this, the Argos defensive line is the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm sorry. And you put them in front of that, you know, Saskatchewan's offensive line who's just going to dominate. Oh, my God. They're going to run the ball up and down the field just, and Durant's going to have all the time he needs, and it's going to be ugly, man. They're going to put up like,
it's really
put
hard
45,
for me to argue with Manasseh's logic here.
I agree with Manasseh so much that I'm ready to send back my season ticket.
I would if I were you. I'd honestly get a refund.
I know,
this is going to be a rough year.
You know, Frank, why even bother going next Saturday?
Exactly.
What's the point? Manasseh's got this one in the bag against
yeah,
us. So, Manasseh, I'm staying home. No drums, no nothing. What the hell?
No point.
I mean, look, if you want the positive
like
silver lining
Frank
in this, the last half of your schedule plays out perfectly for the Argos. The first half is just a gauntlet. They set you up to fail. The last half, you get all those home games, you get all the Eastern games. That's where the Argos can catch up ground and make up whatever they've lost. But the first half, forget it, dude. You guys are going to lose.
Well,
like,
Frank's been
crazy.
Saying, Frank said the whole entire, since January, February, that Toronto's going to start off slow. He's been saying that.
That's
I
not
think,
slow.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's dormant.
Slow. Oh,
how slow
do
you want it to be?
It's the
That's
first game, guys. It's the first game. This is a good thing.
Holy
if anything, jeez. I mean, we lost.
If
the
anything,
game,
that could be
play.
A good thing.
I think it is a good thing. I think it was so bad
Sometimes
last night.
Sometimes you need
a
loss like that, a kick in your ass like that to get you kick-started.
Hey, I'm going to quote a great man at this point. Everything happens for a reason.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
If you want to compare Manasseh, if we compare the BC Lions 2011 season where we started 0-5.
Yeah.
Okay. To what Toronto's going to happen here, the difference is BC didn't lose one of those games by more than 4 points.
Exactly.
We were in every one of those games.
Point.
We just lost.
Yeah.
Them in the last play of the game or so. We lost 5 games in a row, which was
very bad. You could say the same thing with them.
Well,
hang on.
I disagree, Christopher. What's the difference between losing the game in the last 4 minutes or losing it in the first 4 minutes?
It's still a loss is a loss.
There's a big difference, Frank, and you know it.
But for all the Argo fans that are listening, you know, once you get Saskatchewan next week and you think that's bad enough, you follow that up with Calgary. I'm sorry. That's probably another
Calgary.
Loss.
Yeah, you know what? You said Calgary.
Calgary
like might
that?
Be a win.
No, the reason I'm going to say Calgary's going to win is the same reason that Saskatchewan's going to win, which is the Argos' defensive line is so bad that if you have a running game, could you imagine? John Cornish is going to get 200 yards against the Argos. That's a guarantee. I mean, he's going to put up, like, a record-breaking performance. I mean, they're defensive line, guys. It's the worst line I've probably seen at least in 10 years in the CFL. Like, their defense is ungodly bad.
You cracked me up, man.
It is. Look who you get after that. After
with them, John? Come on.
I'm just saying, like, and then think about it, guys. After that, what's their next game? They have to go to Ottawa for Ottawa's home opener. There's no way the Red Blacks are losing that
all
game.
This sounds like to me is deja vu, the way you broke down Hamilton last year, and this is the same thing you're saying about the Argos, and you were completely wrong. They made it to the Grey Cup, man. I'll play that tape. It sounds exactly
wow.
Like
no,
you were
different. That's different.
Oh,
because,
different. No, your
yeah.
analysis is the same, buddy. You
no, no, it's a whole different
fast.
Case.
You judge
because,
too fast.
Because, no, no,
way
because
too fast.
Their defense was terrible at the beginning of the year, but...
They were hurt.
They
were
they were actually
don't,
bringing
don't
in good
down.
Players that just hadn't bought in the system. That's different. In Toronto, no. These are legitimately not good players. That's a difference.
Manasseh,
you can tell
last
year
Hamilton
at least their players were solid. They just didn't know the system. That's totally different.
No, listen.
Apples and oranges
last year, Hamilton had the largest turnover in guys because of injuries play games. They lost the most amount of games due to injuries. So let's not talk about the... They have to wait. So you're saying the same thing. Toronto just has to wait till they
oh,
get
used
no. to the system.
Come on. Did you see anything that indicated this is a good team? I mean, even one outside of Ray and Owens and maybe John Chiles. Who else is a
I don't
good
even
player?
Think Ray looks
Chiles?
Good
no way. Not Chiles last night. Chiles is the friggin' dickhead who... Sorry. Richard. He's the friggin'... No, sorry, Richard. I didn't mean to say that either. But he's a friggin' guy... Who ends up blowing a couple of plays on the field, causes a couple of important penalties. He didn't have a game last night. Did you see the way the coach
okay,
shoot him
so
out when he came off the side?
Let's scratch him off the list. Okay, so now we're down to Ray
Chad
Owens, Andre Dury, and
look,
what else?
I think
maybe Shamri,
had an amazing
that's it.
Game last
well, hang on,
night.
Hang on.
I think
don't put Andre Dury on
kills.
That list. He fumbled the ball.
Okay, so we take Dury off the list then. So now we're down to Ray Owen.
Emery had a good game.
Emery, you freaking idiot. What the hell is he thinking? Pulling the guy's helmet and then throwing it at him? That wasn't. That was frustration, and that was immaturity, guys. That was like the first. Emery, I don't know. I don't know about Emery.
You know what?
Yeah, that's bad.
The guy came from an awesome defensive team. Montreal Alouettes had their garbage together. And he came over to Toronto for more money, be a little closer to home, whatever. And he thought, well, you know what, we're just going to go there. He came over here to a bunch of, to a clown show.
Yeah.
He's frustrated.
And let's also remember.
If he could go back to Montreal right now, he'd be on the bus.
But let's not forget, though, Montreal did have the number one defense, and Shea Emery was a backup. Let's remember that. Marc Oliver Briere, if I'm saying his name correctly, number 10 for Montreal, took his job. So Shea left because they demoted him. So basically the Argos got a backup middle linebacker from Montreal. So I want to know is who's the good player on their defense? I mean, who are we talking about here? Is it Shane Horton? Is he the only guy?
Horton, I love Horton. He always puts everything out. We're talking about leaders. They got to pick up some leaders here. Look, guys, to sum it up in a nutshell, all right, this is either something that's going to be very good for them, getting bet up like this, or it's completely downhill.
Moralizing.
The way this coaching staff is, the way these guys bring out the best in their players who can pull a season around and under the pressure of playing at home in the Grey Cup and being a brand-new fresh team, all a brand-new unit, took a half a season to get together. It's either this makes them a team or breaks them as a team. I'd rather go on the first. I think it makes people open, strong.
Yeah,
it
I don't think you have another
right.
option, John. Otherwise,
that's
you're going to say
that's
your team
That's why sucks. Toronto is a 9-9 team, plain and simple.
Oh,
hey,
that
John,
would be a miracle.
How soon will we be looking for a new coaching staff?
Oh, no. Come on. That's not going to happen, Frank.
5 games.
No. Well, then don't say 5 days. You're going to go home 5. If Frank will be right.
Frank, if you mean Tim Burke, I think Tim Burke could get fired by the midway point if their defense keeps up. But there's no way they let go of Milan.
And you can't blame Tim Burke for that defense last night.
No, you could.
Listen,
oh, maybe
Tim
that's
Burke
true.
Said,
point.
Tim Burke has been quoted saying, like, I don't know how many times in the press over here, I don't expect our team to be the team that I expect them to be until the 5th game of the season. I'm going to go with him. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just
so I think our preseason prediction that the Argos and the Red Blacks are going to be battling for that 3rd seed, I think it's going to hold true.
No, Red Blacks,
know,
first
no,
place.
No.
Red Blacks, first
I, th- place. I think the Red Blacks are going to make it because it's going to come down to that season series between the two and whoever gets a tiebreaker. And I think the Red Blacks are going to win the first one at home.
There is
the
no tiebreaker with them, too.
Isn't it?
Argos
is
only
fans
twice.
Four.
Well, Argos only play him twice.
What? Hey, boys, from a cowboy from the West here, Hamilton's going to finish 4th, plain and simple.
Okay.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Schmidt, what are you smoking, dude? That's, come on.
I don't smoke cigarettes and drink beer, so
my,
there you go.
Hey,
I'm not
giving him anything
to smoke over there.
Schmidt sounds like the only one kind of the real common sense so far throughout the whole night. He's not playing anybody's side. He's playing right down the middle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on.
Schmidt, to me, for the last few shows, he even tears his Calgary team down, right down to the core, because he's been around. He said, guys, first 5 games, this is what happens when you get a brand-new team together. Schmidt, you're nailing it. I know they think because of what you said about the Argos. It's not it. You're a guy who's seen this many times over. You see how it plays out at the beginning of the season. You see what happens. But most of all, you're kind of calling it the way it is.
You agree, John, that Hamilton's going to be the 4th team in the Eastern Division? Is that what you're saying? You think that's a legitimate statement?
No, it's not a legitimate statement. Nothing's legitimate in the first 5 games.
Okay, so do you think it's even conceivable that Hamilton could end up 4th in the East? I mean, in all honesty, come on.
Yes, my honest point is yes.
Yeah, we got that.
Listen, if they keep playing their games with all these injuries every year, I mean, Austin's got his hands full right now. Every season, he's starting off with a handicap, and I don't know what's going on in Hamilton. If they got to get some new trainers or whatever, or if they're just pushing their players too hard, at the beginning.
You know what? If they started last year with a handicap and ended up in a Grey Cup, God help us if they're ever healthy.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay?
God.
Seriously.
No,
like,
poop.
I mean for those that don't know why Hamilton
well, Bruce
is so good,
isn't here
forget, forget about the offense. You know, forget about Andy Fantuz. He's irrelevant in the discussion. Their defense is absolutely fantastic, man. Look at their Canadian content. 2 years ago, Hamilton had no Canadian talent whatsoever. Now they've got probably the best in the league. There's no way they're guaranteed first in the East, and they're probably going to be in the Grey Cup.
Oh my
That's
God!
It.
Really?
Really?
Okay, so Schmidt, who's the best team in the East? I got to ask you, Schmidt. Who's the best? If Hamilton's
I'm picking Ottawa. I'm picking Ottawa with Burris.
See,
all
that's,
the way.
I'm sorry. Nothing else needs to be said. Thank you.
No, I'm not saying in the Grey Cup. I'm just saying for first place in the East.
Exactly my point. That's it. So you're saying Ottawa's
yeah.
first and
yeah,
Hamilton's
and I've never changed my points, and I won't. I'll
Great.
Keep to
yeah.
my guns. And
I don't even
I'm
need
wrong,
to argue
I'm
that
wrong.
Statement. Everybody else knows what
the deal is. I've always said Ottawa's
that.
Got the third place. Montreal, depending a great deal on how they're going to do it, is in second. And Toronto's just not going to make the playoffs this year. And
wow.
they showed us last night why.
Wow.
Yeah,
hey,
Ricky
John,
Ray, though,
John,
don't be
what
surprised,
did I say,
though,
what did
Ricky
I say
Ray.
In January? Third place, win on the road, and win in B.C. against B.C.
Oh, my God.
They're not going to get to B.C. If they are,
well,
they're going to be golfing.
They'll get just as close to B.C. as B.C. will.
This team won't get to B.C.
Winnipeg's going to the Grey Cup, man.
Thank
no,
you, Kelly.
That's not
going
to happen.
Calgary,
Ottawa.
Calgary's
it, it's
to
Saskatchewan.
BC you guys are.
This is Saskatchewan's league.
Kelly, you saved
two
the
years.
Best for last there, bro.
No, it is. Because I don't know if you guys know, but Corey Sheets is going to be back by Labor Day. And once he comes back, all bets are off. The Riders are going to just dominate. Nobody's going to touch
him. Come on, now. Cornish is better than Sheets.
Manasseh,
come on now.
Sheets and Tostin.
Come on
oh, my
now,
God.
Really?
Can you imagine that 1-2 punch? It's done. Behind
oh
the best
God.
Offensive line in the league. Schmidt, I'm sorry to tell you, buddy. I don't think you remember what happened in the West Final when the Riders walked
in. Are you trying to say that Storm
and absolutely beat your team down?
Yeah,
yeah
well,
they
we
took your horse,
we could go, we
and
could
they
go
barbecued
back
it, and they ate it, and then they left.
Years and years about Calgary-Saskatchewan, but you know what? Still, Cornish is better than Chiefs, plain and simple.
In the
okay.
regular season.
So he was so
but,
great
but
that
Cornish
he had, like,
the Calgary
he had negative
well,
4 yards rushing
effort, right?
at halftime
the
in the West
you
Final.
You just can't have one person, like Wayne Gretzky sort of type thing, right? You have to have the whole
you
team.
You guys are going to miss Dmitry Zumpas a whole lot. And
yes, absolutely.
A hole, that is a pun. It leaves a huge hole in your offensive line.
Yeah, because
I have a question
you know what's going
to
happen
we
now
have a...
that he's gone? You know what's going to happen now that he's gone? Everybody's going to Zumpas.
We have Teresa Zumpas in the group. Kelly, do you know who she is? Is she related?
Yeah, probably.
I'm not too sure, but I actually have had conversations with her, and she's very, very, very well-versed about the Canadian Football League. And, you know, as we've said many times on this show, sometimes it's the ladies that come up and shock you with their knowledge, and she's one of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if she's related, but she may be because, I mean, my guess is yes, because she's so well-versed.
And it is, it's almost like it's a married name, so.
Right. Yeah, it's a hyphenated. Yep. Yeah, well, I don't know. The other thing with Calgary that kind of, you know, scares me for Calgary fans is the receivers. I mean, they've got Marque McDaniel. There's no question that he's going to have another year with 1,000 yards. I mean, there's no question there, but Nick Lewis, there's a giant question mark. Like, he just keeps getting rounder and rounder every year. I can't see him making
it. He's still solid. He could still do it.
I can't see him making any of those fantastic leaping over guys this year at the weight he's
but
coming.
But that's not
at.
What he's known for. He's known
yeah.
for getting the ball and being a tank
yeah,
and running downfield and
yeah.
running over little DBs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
does.
Know. She's got
okay.
the wheels to beat the guys in the Saskatchewan defensive backfield or the BC defensive backfield, you know?
Well, he's not going to get past our linebackers.
Yeah.
They're
I think
gonna,
he's
they're
on the way
roll
down.
Them up into a ball. They could play with them like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
getting big.
Yeah, well, you tell that to him as his face.
I tell that to him all the time. We're in the same business together.
And
anyways,
being
a Stamps fan, my main concern is the quarterbacks. That's my main concern.
Out of anybody else
on the whole team is the quarterbacks. So.
But what about your defense, Schmidt? Are you confident in your defense?
Well, I didn't like that BC game, but I mean, you know, like you know, you just you know, you throw out the rusty nails and you bring in a new one, and you go from there and you make your cuts and see what happens. And that's why I say the first five games, and Huffnagel won't put up with any Schmidt. So, you know.
Okay, but
I think he's just as good as coach that's been ever coached in this league. Buono was another one that played, coached Calgary, and those two I love them dearly. And when someone like that leaves, it's hard on a person that's a fan, right? It's like, you know what? Why the hell did you get rid of him? And you know what?
Yeah, I think this is the last year of the coach for Huff. He just looks tired.
Yeah,
he does. Well, he's getting up there in age too, right? So I mean, you know, he's probably got.
Yeah, it's really hard when you year after year get so close to getting a kick at the can, and you never even get a sniff at the can.
But
never
you know,
kick.
Huff, he was just like Bono. He was just like, you know, he's not going to put up with a loss if it's the first game or the last game of the season. He's not going to put up with
no.
that kind of stuff.
No,
and,
he's not.
If he has to make changes, he'll make changes, and he don't really give a Schmidt, so, you know.
That's true.
Plain and simple.
That is true. He's not afraid to pull
the
trigger.
No,
and that's the way it should be.
But at the end of the day, no matter what happens, Saskatchewan will always have Calgary's number. Come playoff time, when the chips are down, and when it comes down to it.
Oh, my God, really?
It's because you don't have a clutch quarterback. Because your quarterback's not clutch, and your running back is not clutch. And Darian Durant
is always
running
back is not clutch. Not, whoa.
But yeah, John Cornish has never showed up in a playoff game
really?
Or
I
in a Grey Cup game.
That is the worst comment I've ever heard since I've been on this show.
I'll pose it to Kelly and Chris.
Words.
Please, can you tell me, am I wrong that John Cornish is the least clutch supposed star player in the CFL?
It isn't just Manassas.
I agree with Durant. He's a good quarterback. I agree with that. He's better than the two Calgary quarterbacks. I agree with that. But when it comes to Cornish, come on now. Really?
Okay. I'll make it clear. John Cornish is the Carmelo Anthony. He's the Carmelo Anthony
yeah.
of the CFL. He puts up stats in the regular season, and he's a no-show in the playoffs. You know how we know
who that guy is?
John and Frank, I want to ask the question to John and Frank real quick. You guys remember the 2012 Grey Cup, the 100th Grey Cup?
Well, you're
where
talking
is
about
Cornish?
St. Peter, so
nowhere
I thought you
were talking
to me.
No, I'm making sure that we all understand the wide scope of his playoff
okay,
career.
Before you go into the question, let me answer the question.
He was nowhere to be found.
Would you not want to have Cornish on your team?
No, I wouldn't. If I was starting a team.
Really?
Listen, Manasseh.
No, because
to
I know he's not
going to
do anything in the playoffs.
You asked Frank and I a question. Listen, that front line collapsed on Cornish. And what's his name? Glenn. Okay, it collapsed. He didn't.
Yeah,
he was
right.
Getting out of the pocket, and the Argos
okay.
were on him. So let's not go there. The front line is his moneymaker. He is a guy
right.
who goes straight up the middle. Okay, and
but,
he's
okay.
Hard-hitter.
I want to. Well, while you're saying that, though, John, let me pour this through for those who didn't know. Last year, right? He talked about Cornish is better than Sheets. I'll give him that. Halftime in the West Final. How many yards did Cornish have? -4. Okay. By the
That's
end of the game,
when
he had 67
playoffs,
yards.
Okay. Calgary playing
and
on the road.
And Corey Sheets had 177.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
May
I for a second here, Manasseh? Hang on. Okay, hang on. When you're in a game situation and something is not working for you correctly, you go away from it. Okay.
Yeah.
The O-line for Calgary was not opening up holes for Cornish to do anything with, so Huff abandoned the run and went elsewhere for his thing. So Cornish's numbers would not have been there because he didn't get anywhere near the touches that he would have got in a normal game.
Well,
so you cannot say that he does not show up for a playoff game. The O-line didn't show up for that playoff game.
Oh,
that
my God. Can you guys name one playoff game where John Cornish had a big game? Name one.
He's played in like 7 or 8 of them. I have not seen one game he's even had more than 100 yards rushing.
How many 7 or 8 of them? He hasn't been in the
because
league.
Because we go back to about 2009 or 10.
So what,
that was a backup
point,
to Joffrey Reynolds, and then he started in 2010.
To Manasseh's point, it's the same like Darian Durant, who hasn't won a Grey Cup. And no matter what he does during the regular season, without a Grey Cup, his whole career is hanging in the balance, at least when everybody looks at it. And the same is true for John Cornish.
Canadian in the league.
That's not the same, though, Frank. It's not the same because Durant statistically
only
performed.
Mike, I don't mean to be rude.
It
but
comes
I'm
down to the individual.
Turn your mic off for a sec until the wind stops.
Somebody's in a hurricane.
Yeah, no. He's obviously outside walking or something. No, I don't disagree with you, Manasseh, at all. I mean, a player's career is defined by what they do in the playoffs. What they do in the playoffs. And as far as this talk about not going to him for this reason or that reason, great players force you to use them. They don't wait for you to use them.
Yep.
Well, exactly. Don't you think John Cornish wanted to have the football more?
Of course
but,
he did.
You know, when you're down and stuff like that, the plays change and stuff changes and stuff, and it's not his fault.
Well,
you know, he's pissed off because he's not getting the ball.
Okay, so I'll just say this for Schmidt. In every big playoff game or even in the Grey Cup when the Stamps were going against the Argos, you see in every one of those games the opposing defense makes it their game plan to say, we're going to shut Cornish down. And in
exactly.
the first quarter, the Stamps, they go to him, they keep handing the ball off because they know they need to establish the run. And he consistently gets shut down. When it matters, when the pressure's on the table,
is that his fault
and the chips
or
are there.
Is that the coaching plan? Is it how they're using them? Because, you know, I just can't believe, you know, what I don't like is when there are teams in this world in sports that can't win a playoff game to save their life. Not just players. There are teams that can't win a playoff game to save their life. I think it's more about how he's handled in the playoffs. I think it's more how Cornish is handled in the playoffs. But the point I'm trying to make with Cornish, and guys, you got to take the ball and do something with it. And Manasseh made the point very clearly, or whoever it was that made the point very clearly. Oh, no, it was you, Christopher. If the run doesn't work, you go to the pass. Well, who the hell's the running back?
You do something else.
Who the hell's the running back?
Cornish.
Exactly. If the run isn't working, you know, he gets all the credit when it works. And he can be a hero and say how the front line does all the work. But at the end of the day, if he ain't running and getting anywhere, they're going some other way.
They're going to go somewhere else, but you can't blame that on the running back.
No, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
Well,
but
you can blame it on him because he didn't perform when
they
gave it to
him. Blame it on him on not forcing the decision to be made to give him the ball. I mean, Cornish doesn't have the respect of the coaching staff and the players on that team. That's clear.
Yeah, you can see
it's
that
clear
by
to
watching
me.
The game.
It's clear to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there only because of his skills set.
And
not
plus
because
he's a
warm and fuzzy player.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good image for the team, being a Canadian and all that. Right, Stormy? I mean, you're proud of the fact that he's a Canadian player and he's such a great running back,
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. I don't care if he's American or African or whatever the heck he is, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. It's
God.
Like... He's a good all-round player and MVP,
sorry,
blah, 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 sort of thing. I mean, like, come on. It's like if I had something to bring out of last season from losing to Saskatchewan is, you know, John Cornish was the man.
But Storm, if Cornish doesn't do anything in a game that matters, can you as a fan live with the fact that he gets somehow released and or traded?
Yeah, that would hurt. Because
now
it's all rebuilding again, right?
You have to replace somebody.
I thought it was good with Joffrey Reynolds, right? I thought it was good with him, and then he got into trouble and blah, 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 and one big mess.
The only reason I'm asking you is because they've gone to John Cornish with various Western Finals, the Grey Cup, and you guys have come up empty every time. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to change a key player. You know, it's not, you know, geez, you know, it's all about, and this is a terrible thing, I hate this term, you know, when it comes to sports, chemistry. But, God, there's only the only way to explain it. Like, you know, he's part of the chemistry of what is Calgary. Mm-hmm. And it has come so close. Your team has come so close the past few years. And you are truly in danger of becoming what everybody's talking about the Argos are, in the sense that, you know, because of one game. But still,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? You know,
no,
you know what I mean?
I'm saying, yeah. Yeah.
And well, how hard is it to accept the fact that maybe you trade Cornish and hope for a change in, you know, the way things work?
I don't think that'd be a good idea because I believe Cornish is only, what, how old is he, 29, 30? I can't remember off heart, but here. But anyways, I don't think that'd be a good idea. I just really don't. It's just quarterback for me situation in Calgary. That's what I'm. That's in my heart.
Well, it's a shame you've never had a good quarterback.
Pardon?
It's a shame you have not had a good quarterback the past few years.
Well, you know, I mean.
I mean,
you know,
you're the
yeah.
perfect example of the Calgary Stampeders are a perfect example of where you don't have a quarterback.
No.
Well, we got two that could play. We've got two that could play, but they haven't.
By now.
We've got two that could play, but it's the lack of experience, right?
Well,
and that's why
Tate,
I keep on going
it
back
has
to,
a phenomenal skill set.
Yeah, but that's why I keep on going back to the Kevin Glenn thing. I mean, that shouldn't have been done. In my opinion, even
Again,
though he's 10 years older
Kevin
than
Glenn
both
do,
of them.
Other than the Western Final, man? I mean, you cannot – he's the most overrated player in the CFL. I cannot believe
he's
you guys
the most
talk
underrated player, Manasseh.
Underrated? Everybody talks positive about the guy, and he's like a mediocre
no,
quarterback.
No, he's underrated. He's underrated.
Wow.
Well,
I don't
I
know,
think
man. I don't see
it.
That
that's
what
under
people say. That's what people
talk about
saying.
An overrated
underrated.
Quarterback. That's Durant.
Yeah, Glenn is underrated. I tell you that right now. Hello, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How's the tornadoes where
on?
You are, Mike?
Nah, man. I'm in a taxi cab going back to my hotel room, man, because I'm just coming back from the Harrisburg Stampede Alabama Hammers game. You got smacked, 18-42.
Ooh, just like the Argos.
Yeah, we got smacked. Man. This is the last game of the season. So, I can't support my homeboys, man. So,
yeah.
So,
well, somebody had to.
Yeah, that's right. Well, had to support them. So, you know, tough loss, man. 4-8 season, just being the first season in the PIFL. So that was a good record for them, moving up. You know, Marcus Coastin got to upgrade the team a little bit. We'll be fine next year.
Good Mike, we're
yes,
discussing
sir.
The. Did you watch the Toronto B team against Winnipeg?
Oh yeah, I seen it. I seen it. That was a smack, man. I mean, it was really a smack.
Smackdown.
Yeah, we definitely was Winnipeg's bitch last night.
Yeah, it was a smack. But you know what though? First game of the season. We got to get. They got to peek and tune their team up a little bit. They'll be all right. This first game of the season, but Winnipeg looked real good. I'll tell you that much.
They looked a lot better than anybody thought. Well, except Manasseh.
Well,
right.
I mean, they didn't look real bad.
Kudos.
You know, like I said, first game of the season. So we'll see what Winnipeg looks like. You know, maybe week five, week six.
Week six, they're going to be playing Saskatchewan for first place. I cannot wait, man. I'm so excited. It's on.
Well, I tell you what, everybody know what game I'm waiting on. 4th of July weekend, baby.
I think I put some coin down on that one.
The Winnipeg versus Saskatchewan deal? Oh, yeah. I'll put money on that one right now. Circle your calendars. Thursday, August 7th.
Oh, yeah.
7th. Which is week 7.
50 to nothing
Saskatchewan
again?
At Winnipeg. This is what exactly it's going to be. The Riders are going to be 5-1 heading into that game. The Bombers are going to be 4-2 playing for first place in a sold-out crowd, Grey Cup-like atmosphere. Man, I'm already pumped. I'm going to book a ticket and flight to that game. I cannot wait. Kelly, you got to make it out for that. That's going to be – it's going to be epic, man.
I would love to ask that. That is going to be a fantastic game, yeah.
That is, I agree that that'll be a first place matchup. Maybe Edmonton in the mix too. At that point.
I can't wait for Monday's show.
Newsflash.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, Frank.
Are we at a show?
Gunnish is in the room.
Who?
Nobody blows like the Uggos.
Oh, Bruce. Go ahead, Bruce. I got to hear what you got to say, man. Well, what do you think about last night's game?
I loved it, buddy. I loved it. I've never cheered for fucking Winnipeg. I've never cheered for Winnipeg like that in my life.
Oh, you
I
just
was happy for Willie, man. You know, everybody was putting him down except for you, bro. I remember you saying he was going to show his stuff, his Schmidt. And he definitely did.
There you go.
He definitely did.
Okay, so Bruce, I got to ask you now. Do you think the Toronto Argonauts are going to make the playoffs?
I still think they'll make the playoffs. We can't go everything on one game.
Oh, you're being too nice.
You know, oh, I am, but, you know.
Are you changing it now?
I'll answer that question after 4 games into it. I still think they'll make it in. But, you know, we can't put everything on that first game. You know, Toronto's defense, they absolutely didn't get off the plane.
Sucked.
You know, it's like they left them on. I don't know.
And, you know, and like I said, man, it's the first game of the season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Mike. Come on.
If Ricky Ray stays healthy, they'll make the playoffs, plain and simple.
It was 45-21.
It was kind of ironic how they named him number one on the CFL list and then
listen. Listen, as far as I see the box scores from last night, they lost the first quarter and they barely lost the third. Otherwise, it was 7-7 each quarter, okay? The numbers came up in the
You're
first.
You're starting to sound like a Saskatchewan fan.
Tell him, John.
Well, that's just
what
Don't do that, John. You cannot put a positive spin on that game. It's not possible, man. Just
it's
take it. It's
possible.
Okay. We got to regroup next week. Let's see what they can do. You know, that's all you can do as an Argo fan.
Well, it's not a matter of what they're going to do. They're going to do it next week.
John,
can I get some predictions for the next
games? We do that Monday. We got Monday and Wednesday
I want predictions now, like who's going to win tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we got 3 games coming up.
Sunday, you know who's going to win.
Montreal,
Calgary, Edmonton in BC, and Hamilton in Saskatchewan.
Okay, so what's everybody's picks for Montreal versus Calgary, the first game tomorrow?
Calgary.
Montreal wins that one.
Yeah, I'm going
Calgary.
Montreal
wins it.
Yeah, I got Montreal too.
I got Calgary.
So that's 4 people for Montreal and 2 for Calgary?
Yeah,
I got Calgary.
Wow.
Yeah. Who grabbed Calgary? Schmidt and who else?
Me.
Bruce. Wow, that's it.
No, I picked Calgary. I picked Calgary, too. I'm thinking Calgary's going to come on top of that one.
Oh, man.
I think
Montreal's going to blow them out. Yeah,
Manasi, let
all
it go.
All the home teams are winning. All the home teams are winning.
Well, if Manasi's right, Montreal should win. They don't have to carry Shea Emery anymore.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that was enough. They upgraded. They got Mark Oliver Bouillet, man. They're kicking balls.
So,
but next game,
the
Edmonton
BC.
BC. I got
Edmonton.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Edmonton.
I got
Edmonton.
BC.
All the home teams are winning this week.
No
way.
So Edmonton is going to drop
the
hammer on BC. Yeah, Edmonton all the way, man. Mike Riley, this is his big game. This is where he takes that next step.
I think Riley gets hurt.
Yes,
Nichols takes over and wins the game.
Oh, God.
That's too much.
That was ridiculous, Frank.
And then breaks his leg on the last play of the game.
I agree with you. That's why I picked Matt Nichols in my TSN fantasy pool for this week.
Yeah, you picked him by mistake.
I like Matt Nichols.
Nope, I did not. I picked him because I wanted other guys, and then I realized Riley's going to get hurt anyway because of that porous Edmonton offensive line.
Riley's not going to get hurt. If he was going to get hurt, it would have been last year. There's no way Chris Jones is going to let that happen again, that O-line be like that this year, okay?
Well, that's the
I'm
point.
Sorry.
That's
I'm going to pick
point.
BC. I'm going to pick BC for tomorrow. I think I'm going to be the only person in this group that's picked BC. Is that correct? Or, John, were you
no.
with me
no,
on that?
I got
no,
BC. I picked BC.
Yeah, I got BC.
Okay.
So why are you
going to
BC? Michael, let me ask you guys, like, why? What do you
why?
See that?
Because it's the whole team into a much better team.
Okay, we still
really?
Got another game on Sunday.
Okay, so you guys
Sunday.
Are aware that Travis Ouellet's not playing, right? You know
yeah,
he's hurt.
Yeah.
Of course
I knew
are.
He wasn't going to play when they brought Kevin Glenn in. I called that all along. Glenn would be the number
so,
one
without
quarterback.
Travis Ouellet, without Very Travis Ouellet, the BC Lions are better than Edmonton? Are you serious?
Absolutely.
BC Lions
oh, wow.
are better than any team in the league without Travis Ouellet.
Oh, come on. No,
the simple
Chris,
reason our
that.
Defense is better than any other team in the league.
Oh, no, it's not. Chris,
and
stop.
Look,
okay,
John,
well, let's move
yeah.
on. No discussion. Hamilton, Saskatchewan.
I got to go with Hamilton. No,
Hamilton.
That.
The only reason I pick Edmonton because it's the first game of the season. That's the only reason
yeah.
I picked them.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, Hamilton, Saskatchewan.
I'm going to pick Hamilton.
Oh,
yeah,
Rogers all the
way.
Yeah,
more hungry than Saskatchewan. Especially what happened.
No way. We got a repeat of the Grey Cup coming.
I'm
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, even though I don't want to, but
Saskatchewan.
I just don't.
It's too early to
just,
call Hamilton win any games. It's gonna be nip and tuck between Hamilton and Toronto. And
Hamilton will win four games this season.
Oh, come on, Schmidt! Wow.
You've been smoking some more.
Well, okay, that's twice I've heard that now.
Schmidt, are you jumping across the BC border?
No, I'm in Edmonton.
Okay. Just wondered.
Speaking
Stay
of.
Away from our butt.
But it did
so, Bruce,
DC,
Bruce, I got to ask you, man, what's going on with the Ticast Stadium? What's happening, man? They're talking about not
that,
be ready
till
October.
Did you go? You on my Ticat wall?
Yeah, I was reading the article from the Scratching Post blog, and they're saying they're not going to be ready till October to have the whole stadium.
That's the whole stadium, yeah. But if you look under that same thread, I think I posted what Glenn Gibson had to say on CH News down here yesterday on 5:30 Square Off. He was more or less stating, when I posted about the public scoreboard not even being ready, what he meant by that, he meant by a smaller scoreboard. So the original scoreboard that we're going to be having is going to be erected. It's supposed to be larger than the one at the Sky Dome. Some of the washrooms
wow.
might not be ready, but most of them will be. And he was saying since there's doubled the capacity in the washrooms, that's not going to be a big deal. Also, some of the concession stands won't be ready. He said, but it's not going to look like a construction site. You're not going to have to step over stuff and get that. Your seat's going to be ready. I still find it hard to believe. I'll let you guys know. Maybe I'll walk down there this weekend again. But I was down there last weekend. They had none of the upper bowl seats in at all. They were spraying the concrete. I guess they were sealing it
wow.
or something. Actually, if you go on the Ticat's website, guys, they got two cams that look over the field all day long. And so far, where the turf is going to be, it looks to be almost ready to lay. Like, I know they laid all the drainage there a couple weeks ago. That's all been covered by the looks of it and leveled. And I think they might be ready, but it'll be very bare bones. Like, a lot of fans are going to be disappointed because they're walking into a 75% completion stadium. That's without all the advertising signs hung up where they're going to go. You know, like I said,
but
the
Bruce,
concession stands.
After Guelph, after having to play
this
in Guelph.
This is going to be happening, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right, man. I think, you know what,
you know,
even if they're like 60% complete, as long as you got a place to sit
that's
and actually,
right.
you know,
that's
the game
all I
is
want.
Being played. That's right. I think if Hamilton fans, the ones who start crying about it not being done on time, you know, you're not a real fan.
That's
you
right.
Team play.
And you're always going to have somebody not happy and complain about something. That's just
yeah,
life.
True enough.
That's
true
just
enough.
Life, man. Like, I complain
yeah.
about the Argos, but I love you guys, you know.
Oh,
but, you know,
liar.
That's just the way we are. But, yeah, I'll be there.
Good.
I'll be there on the 26th. I know that much, you know. I know my seat's in because I'm on the lower bowl, so.
That's
going like
to be a good game for the Ticats to get their revenge win after
yeah.
the loss on Sunday.
Well, we'll see. I'm still saying we're going to go in on Sunday with vengeance. And
you're hurt. Bruce, you guys are hurt, man. I won't.
I know
I won't
that
look,
our whole line sucks right now. We have a
no.
You, know,
you guys
I'll
are badly
that.
Banked up, man. Even
yeah.
even some of the clips I've been reading out of Hamilton. I forgot what the friggin' Spectator I got. I think I got the Spectator.
That's a Hamilton Spectator.
Yeah, I do have the Spectator here. They're just the players.
Yeah, we are banged
staying,
up.
Yeah, they're banged up, man. They're
you got
really
no
fan banged up
this week. I know that much.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, even though how bad the you know the Riders are right now, I just think they're going to pull out a win against you guys. And I'm not going to talk bad. I can't blame a team when they're banged up that bad. It's not the real team. So, you know, they're going to put their B team out there and just hopefully maybe get some things together and play the game out. Just
yeah,
like the Argos
yeah, like you said,
night.
You know, you know, get through. You know, and it'll be a good game, too, for Zach to get his stuff right in motion, you know.
True.
He'll play the whole game.
True.
You
get
know?
The wrinkles out. You know, get the right. bugs out. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
he next
yeah,
in line for a concussion, Bruce?
You never know, eh? You never know. You never know.
Well, he goes in head first. That guy doesn't hold back, you know. Zach is an all-out kind of runner when he does run the ball.
You
I
know, and I was watching the highlights
fly.
From the last game. I never got to it, but I watched the highlights, and I was impressed. You know, he ran the ball when he had to. He didn't get all strung out, man, when people were running at him. He still had time to look around and you know, change the move if he had to. You know, he's quick at that.
Yeah, well, he had good practice at with the pocket collapsing really fast on him. I mean, I hope that doesn't happen all year round for him. He needs a better front line and
there wasn't a pocket for him, was there?
No, there wasn't.
There wasn't a
but
pocket
thought,
for him.
I thought that sometimes last year, looking at our O-line, too, it just collapsed at times. Like, look how many times our quarterback got sacked last year. I think we were number one in the league.
And that's the reason why also he had to let the ball go quick and he got intercepted more often, you know?
Yeah.
For those
yeah.
reasons, if the pocket collapses, he's got to. But Caleros, he's not going to be throwing interceptions. I think you guys are going to get more yardage off him. This is what this guy turned into a quarterback plus. You know, when you got a guy who can run like that and dodge players, the only fear is, whoever said it, I know Frank said concussion, he might have to take too much banging this year. And,
yeah.
you know, being young and aggressive, you just don't hold yourself back. Just like Tate in Calgary, you know. Guy's got that same mentality. He doesn't hold back, and I don't know.
The question is, does he have the ability physically to sustain good health in the midst of a lot of pressure and contact?
Like Riley does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like Riley,
That's the test. You know, like Riley survived a lot of stuff. But you know what? He's going to go into Edmonton now, and they're telling him, we got you a great front line. He's going to relax a little, and he's going to get pasted.
He's not going to relax. Don't give me that break. Anyhow, Frank, we got 3 minutes left. Just thought I'd give you a heads up.
About what?
Three minutes left.
Show?
Overtime.
Hey, did y'all read about the ESPN deal that the CFL just got?
No way.
Yeah.
Five-year deal. It's awesome.
Are they getting paid?
17 games a year, that's not many.
But are they getting paid?
It's not even one a week.
Are they getting
better than nothing?
Paid?
Of course they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're getting a little bit of money. It's not bad.
What are they getting?
It's not announced.
Oh, okay.
I know it's at least a couple million. It's not going to be like a
yeah,
huge number.
I think it's like 2.5 or 3. I think that's what it was. They're going to announce it pretty soon. But
it wasn't anything amazing.
I mean, shoot, $3 million. Hey,
yeah, but hang on. So if they can get $2.5, $3 million from ESPN for only 17 games, how much is NBC going to pay for 17 games?
Probably
there's still
the
lots of games left.
It's an exclusive deal. That's why they pay.
So this is an NHL NBC deal where NBC pays nothing and then says, "We'll give you money if there is any."
The NBC deal was last year.
But the good thing is, though, like stateside, at least now there's going to be games on ESPN2 and a couple games on ESPN, you know, the main network. So that was not the case the last couple of years. So it's a positive step forward.
Well, they have a history with the CFL.
Yeah.
You know, they have a history with the CFL. What's his name, the sportscaster there?
The
what's the name of the sportscaster?
Chris Berman.
He loves the CFL.
Oh, yeah.
Right. and see when they showed the games on ESPN 1 and 2 last year, they had good ratings. They really had really good ratings. So,
they
you know, they wanted a piece of that cake.
There's no football. You know, the Canadian Football League is exclusive football at that time of the year.
Right now.
July, August, even September.
All the way till September.
You know what, though? Yeah.
Right?
But during,
and then
during
you hope
the
they
NFL
get hooked.
Season.
You hope the fans get hooked, and they go, oh, "Let's check out the rest of this," because you know, it's exhibition in the NFL. You know, till what, October,
right.
November.
No, but you know what, though. Frank. During the NFL season, the CFL still had got good ratings from the states during NFL season. A lot of people were watching the CFL more
than
the
NFL. Well, it doesn't surprise me. The same thing is here. There used to be for years this fear of putting up CFL games on a Sunday. And Manasseh remembers, and I think Manasseh was very surprised to see ratings that were what they were for TSN when it comes to football, a dead set against, you know, the NFL.
Yeah.
The game carries well. The game holds up. It isn't the NFL. Never going to say that they're the NFL where they can say they're the best football in the world. All we can say is that we're the most entertaining football in the world. Not
speaking
the best.
Speaking of ratings, how about the fact that the Stanley Cup had, like, nobody? It was like 6 million people watched the Stanley Cup, dude, in America.
That's just because of the teams.
But it was New York versus L.A. Like, they thought that was going to be their mega thing, and nobody.
That's what you get,
man,
when you get Gary Bettman for a commissioner. Right? Look how many times he got booed tonight, man.
Okay,
that was pathetic.
Can we get off hockey? Because last time we got in hockey, it got mean, and it doesn't need to go there. I think the numbers speak for themselves, that the National Hockey League is not a U.S. sport. And
no,
Gary Bettman
not
cannot.
Even close.
He can't make the league work without Canada. We are the ones that pay the bills. That's all there is.
Yeah, get off of hockey.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's all. We love ESPN to show football. You know, and I think people are gonna in the U.S. are gonna be. There's a lot of people like Mike and like yourself, Manasseh. There are other generations of Americans that know the CFL. You know, there's gonna be people that go, "Oh, I remember when Jim when Flutie was." Jesus Christ! Oh crap!
Wow,
anyway, you guys know what I mean. I mean, you know, the CFL had a heyday on ESPN for a while, some 20 years ago.
Oh yeah, I was listening to in Saskatchewan the radio, the Rough Riders main radio network, and they had Mondre Green, who was the strength and conditioning coach for the Seattle Seahawks, and he's a Detroit native like Mike, and he talked about growing up watching the CFL all the time, watching the Argos, especially on CBC, and there's a lot of people, especially in the northern states, that get CBC that, you know, grew up watching the Grey Cup and all the CFL games over the years. So there's a lot of people up here.
If you love football, uh-huh. If you love football, you know what the CFL is. If you're an American and you love football and football's your game, you're going to know what the CFL is, you know, because it's the only thing happening.
Yeah.
July, August, September.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't bad.
Have you guys noticed the whole Peter King Monday morning quarterback Sports Illustrated covering the CFL?
Yeah.
It's been great, man. They've been getting a lot of pub down.
Fabulous.
People are like tuning in for the first time. They're even aware the CFL existed. So it's been great.
Do you think it's a coincidence then that he does this series, this week in Canada thing, and then they sign a contract on the Canada Day weekend?
Wait, he's with Sports Illustrated. Not ESPN.
No, I know he's not. No, but doesn't he do a show? Isn't he part of a show on ESPN as well?
No, he has his shows on NBC Sports Network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's different,
so wrong network.
Different
my apologies. Yeah, I knew he was on TV. He does a TV thing. I know him from the TV. I don't, because I've seen him on television, and I don't get Sports Illustrated, so.
Okay.
But I'm glad.
Well,
I'm glad.
Tell you what,
you know,
the CFL is going to be big in the States this year.
And
it's going to have more viewers.
Well, I hope
so. It makes me very happy, Mike, to know that we'll be embarrassed internationally, us Argo fans.
It's true.
And confidence in your team, brother.
Are you kidding? You know what, Bruce?
You're just not getting embarrassed at home. You're getting embarrassed everywhere.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. No, to me, Bruce, and you know, I've been saying this since January, that the Argos are going to have a slow start. And they're going to have a slow start because they had a crappy defense before Burke came. And they're starting from scratchola when it comes to the defense. They really are starting from scratch. And I'm concerned about Ricky Ray and the offense because of that last game that you guys get to brag about. I'm concerned about the Argos offense.
Don't be.
Or lack thereof.
Don't be.
Maybe the offense will get better once Steve Slain gets healthy and gets back out there. Cause,
there you go.
It looked like Curtis Steele and Jeremiah Johnson are definitely not the answer at running back.
Well, Jeremiah Johnson was more impressive to me than Steele.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't think Steele played a bad game.
Oh, I don't know.
But
you know what,
though?
Manasseh hit it right on the head. When Slayton get back, you're going to see a better running game. They're going to go at him like a workhorse.
Yeah, he was a beast in the preseason games. I was really impressed with his running.
Oh, yeah.
They need somebody to take
pressure
off Ray because I feel like when you watch the game, you just feel like Ray's just like, I don't know, you can see the pressure on the guy, and you can just tell it's like if he doesn't come through, they're just dead. Yeah, it's unreal, man.
But on the other hand, though, Ray could go out the next game and throw five touchdown passes and everything. Nobody will say anything and say, there we go. Okay, we're back.
Well, we know that's not going to happen next week against Saskatchewan. That's definitely not going to happen.
You know what? As much as I don't like Ray, I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't know.
How can he
not
like Ricky Ray?
I think the Riders have always had his number.
Pardon?
How can you not like Ricky Ray? Is it because he was in Edmonton?
Yeah, it's the Edmonton Calgary.
Yeah, that's it. I hate Edmonton.
Because you hate Edmonton.
I'm still admitting he's a good quarterback.
You can't dislike Ricky Ray. The man's an amazing quarterback.
I'm still admitting he's a great quarterback, though.
Not only is he a great quarterback, the guy is a complete professional.
Gentleman, absolutely.
A gentleman from top
down.
He is a true spokesperson of this league. He is what this league should aspire to.
Well,
we have a lot of players like that, though.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll say about the CFL, man. There's a lot of players like that.
Yeah.
Well,
there is.
I'll tell you one thing, somebody that's that big, that famous. And anybody that big, that famous, that went through what he went through yesterday and has gone through in his career, and the guy doesn't kick over a coffee cup.
He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
You know?
He held it together.
He sure did.
The team self-destructed around him, but he held it together.
Well, Manasseh, welcome back to the program. And, of course, Bruce John Inch. By the way, I need to go to sleep. I'm tired. I got to wake up at 5 to go to work tomorrow. I don't have far to go. I just got to go to the backyard.
The sun's not even up, man.
Oh, I just get up at 5. I don't get out there.
The sun's up. Bruce, you haven't been up at that time then. The sun's definitely
up.
Sun's up at 5, man.
Yeah.
And it don't
I'm
go
outside
down
at 5 o'clock
quarter
every morning.
9:30 now. So it's shrinking.
Oh, just for everybody that's in here, I'll give you a warning. Don't go see the new Transformers movie.
Why would you matter?
Bad.
Just don't do it. Not with Marky Mark in it. Just don't do it.
You guys going to see the new Toronto Planet of the Apes movie coming out?
What's that?
I said, why did Toronto lose? I can't go see the movie?
No,
terrible.
He feels
that
Shia LaBeouf was
better.
That was just
a little knock against you, Frank.
I know it was, but he's just trying to say that Shia LaBeouf was a better friend of the...
Not Shia. Megan Fox was way better.
Megan Fox hasn't been in the last 3 of them, last 2 at least.
I don't care. She was still the best.
There's one picture of her that... My favorite picture of her is the one her looking at the engine.
She was amazingly hot in that movie. Anyhow, the movie stuck.
Okay,
well,
Frank,
you know
I'm going to – Storm's going to let you go here, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Nice having you on again, Storm. Listen, my condolences for having your team be as bad as my team after the next game they play.
You're right for Calgary tomorrow. Go Stamps, go. Yeah,
I need
go
Stamps,
go.
I need
Stamps.
You and Bruce John Inch to hold each other's hands because you're both going to
go
to the same thing.
Well, look, guys, I don't mean to change.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, I don't mean... I don't mean to change the subject on you guys, but I do want to give a shout-out to Canadian-born Andrew Wiggins for being the first player taking the NFL NBA draft yesterday.
Hey.
Shout out to him, man.
Back-to-back, yeah.
Pick first overall. That's only happened three times in history, hasn't it?
Yep. First overall.
And you guys had
three
guys taken in the first round, so it was like the most Canadians ever taken in the first round.
Yeah. It's got to say something.
Yep. Okay, guys, you guys have a good night, good weekend.
Hey, Bruce, good luck with Hamilton,
football.
Man. Good
we will.
Luck
we'll
get a win.
We'll talk on Monday, and we'll be victorious. And we'll go from there. So, Oscar,
yeah, you'll be
Oscar
Victorious Secret. That's what you'll be.
What's that?
Oh. You'll be Victorious Secret.
I'd like to see you, too. Not a problem. Okay.
Thanks,
on that
Bruce.
Note, have a
Pleasure
good night. Have a good weekend,
yep.
Boys. Ciao.
Okay, you've been listening to the Candid Frank, and, of course, the CFL is the best football in the world. And this was show number 188. And a tremendous comeback for Manasseh. And, of course, my buddy Mike with the horse voice. And of course,
yeah.
John Granger and Christopher Jones. And who else did I miss? No, Stormy's still here.
Kelly Bale.
Kelly bailed a couple of times. I couldn't bring him back after the... It was an interesting... Yeah, I need to get my beauty sleep because I'm going to be real ugly tomorrow.
Hey, you know what, guys? I was trying to... I didn't have a lot of signal on my phone. I was trying to get y'all a live interview, a post-game interview real quick while I was at the stadium, but my phone didn't have a lot of energy, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe
next time. Maybe next time.
I forgot where it is. I forgot where it is. I made
off button?
Yeah, that. No, I made something for John. Is he still here?
Well,
I haven't heard Granger in a while.
Me neither.
Are you not? His mic is there.
He's gone for a sandwich.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, I think he was pretty ticked off the way we kind of ran the Argos into the ground.
Oh, no, John's not that sensitive.
It's hard. He can't argue it. Unfortunately.
No, it's not even worth having a debate about. One game,
getting, you know, bashed back and forth when you've got nothing to base it on, but last night we had something to base it on. It was terrible.
They looked great. I was impressed.
For a flag football.
Hey, do anybody think Chad going to catch his first touchdown, CFL touchdown pass tomorrow?
I'm banking on it. I think he's going to, man. I think the Alouettes are going to blow Calgary out, man.
Me too, man, for real.
I'm picking Montreal.
Yeah, that's got to be
the most
underrated team right now in the CFL is Montreal. Like, a lot of people are writing them off, but I'm that team is stacked. I mean, talent-wise.
I'm not. I picked them number two this year.
Yeah.
Now you picked them number two? Okay. Well, look, any word on Jermaine Richardson on where he's going? Anybody brought him in yet? What's going on with that?
He failed the physical in Toronto. He is now in Calgary.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he failed the physical
he got
in Toronto,
fined?
What's he doing in Calgary?
Well, he may pass. Depends on what the team is looking for. If they're looking for something, every time that he goes to another team, his price tag comes down.
Right. Now you make that.
It has to.
Okay. So, you know, Calgary's going to pick him up for a song, know that he's hurt, and know that, you know, it might take 6-8, might be three-quarters of the season before he can come in and play, but he's still – I mean, let's face it, the man has the ability to change games, and if he can still put it together, he's 32 years old, and if he has the ability to recover from this, if they give him enough time to do it properly, he can come in and make a difference.
Yeah.
At this rate, he's going to end up in the NBA.
I'm shocked.
If they try to bring
him
along too
soon,
if you have to bring him in right now – that he's going to fail, and it's going to be the end of his career because he's just going to keep re-injuring himself.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
Yep.
Perfect. On that note, let's call it a night. Again, Manasseh, thanks for joining us. Mike, sorry it took so long for you to get here. Your voice sounds like you did some yelling. John Granger,
yeah, man.
A little more mustard on that sandwich.
Good night,
always. As always, good night, Christopher guys. Jones. Yeah, good night, guys. Boy, I need to go to sleep.
Cheers. Good night. Yeah.
Go Bombers, go. Swaggerville's back, baby. Yeah.
Montreal, baby. Montreal.
Argos.